that reminds me of a story. You know, I used to work in a hospital years ago, and somebody told me the story. I did not witness this firsthand, but that there was a obese homeless woman who came in. I don't know if she was homeless or she was just crazy and lived in a terrible place or what. She had like these creases of fat all over her, and they lifted up the creases of fat, and there were cockroaches living in the rolls, inside the rolls of fat. And then she had these big bites. You know, in a hospital, you hear all kinds of terrible stories. Now, one thing that did happen, which I did witness, not directly, but it happened while I was working there. And, you know, it happened. Trust me, lesbians and gentlemen. But it happened. What happened is this: we, you know, in this neighborhood, and I've lived here forever—not forever, but you know, like long time. There's a freakazoid zone, and that's one of the things that caused me to move back to Chicago from the Amsterdam. Because you'd think Amsterdam, with all the drugs, that everybody's nuts there, but it's not, because they don't have the same level of homelessness. I love Chicago because I've never found a city more full of freaks in my life. People here are insane. And if you're the type of person like me who loves to just people watch and look at crazy people, talk to themselves and wear pretty outfits that don't make, you know, and crazy clown makeup on these women that walk around and go to the same diner every day and drink coffee and then look to the side to see who's watching them, and then, you know, all these crazy people, they're all in my neighborhood. And when I lived in Holland and I was homesick, that's the stuff I thought about. I mean, I would watch Jerry Springer and tears would come to my eyes because of the freaks. So anyway, that's why I love Chicago. What was I talking about? I don't remember. Maybe chicken. I was thinking about the Popeye's chicken because that's where all the freaks are. Wilson and Broadway is a especially good freak zone, and there's a Popeye's chicken. And when I'm really in a terrible mood and I really want to destroy my body and my cholesterol levels, I go there and I get a big chicken with biscuits. Oh yeah, so this other hospital story was there was a woman, a patient, and she was in a room, and she came in, you know, with her stuff, and well, the nurse came in, and the woman had been there, I think, a couple days already, and the nurse came in and noticed that her bag, her valise, was moving slightly, and the nurse said, "What, you know, what's going on there?" She said, "Don't touch that." And she was moving again, and the nurse took it, and the woman started getting really upset. "Don't touch that, don't touch that." So she opened it, and there was a chicken in there, a live chicken. And the woman started screaming. This is a, you know, she said, "Don't touch it, don't touch it, that's Fifi. That's Fifi, my chicken, my baby." And she started screaming, and the nurse said, "Sorry, man, we can't have a chicken in here. We have to take it away, and we'll keep it safe for you." So she just started screaming and going crazy, and then they had to call security, of course. They called security, and the woman got so upset. I think she thought she was a chicken because she started rocking around the hospital. I'm not making this up. In her hospital gown, and then she took a big shit on the floor. So they ended up putting the chicken in the switch room, the telephone switch room, until she was out of the hospital and gave it back. So that's another chicken. That's a chicken story. You know, hospitals are weird. Oh,
sorry, I just got in. Were my dogs fucking on the camera while I was away? Were they having sex? I think they were, because it sounded like a rape. Well, put your lipstick back. All right. From the vegan douche? What? Huh? What is this douche? From the vegan... Oh, wow. That's a nice album. Orts. Let me get this on before we get stored at Hopper Hill. All up in here. Wait a second. That's not for Yeast Radio. That's just Cheryl. So that's for Horhill. I guess I can't use that one. Well, it's still very nice. All right. Okay. Well, I can still put it up. Well, we'll talk about it with Cheryl. She might not want me to. All right, press release time. Where's my goddamn thing? I'm sorry, I thought I was ready for this. Let's see, is this...
Okay!
How do I not have the theme song and I have all these other... Oh, here it is, here it is. Shut up! I don't see Cheryl. My co-host. Oh, there she is. Get on the thing so I can add you as a moderator. Oh, there, wait, yeah. would do something new today, just for fun. I might be a little risque, but let me get the Gerald on. She might just flush it down. What's this, stink hair? Stink hair. Yeah, I'm broadcasting live from douche by douchebag. Oh, God on a wheel. Oh, I already got the Skype on. I'm so prepared. How doing? Okay, I'm calling Cheryl Prolapse of whoherhole.org. That's her name. Wear it out, wear it out, wear it out. Own it. Hello? Why do I have an etcho? Oh, hold on, Grenade. I got an etcho. Just a sec. Hi. Hello?
Excuse me?
Pro? Laps? Laps?
Oh, hey, Nate. Hey, Annie.
Hi, girl. How you doing?
Oh, I'm real good. How are you?
Oh, you know what? I was at the Durham work, and everybody left. You know, everybody left. They either went out of town or they went home. I had the whole place to myself, so I sat, relaxed. I had the two dogs there, and I watched, because they have Netflix for free through the Xbox, you know? I watched. So I watched the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman with Cicely Tyson.
Oh, did she say King Jesus?
No, that was Rosa Parks that she was quoting, but Cicely was very good, and I'm not in the mood for your racism after such an inspiring thing.
Well, later I have a very special surprise for you, but we'll save that for a little later.
I'm eating generic.
That's the actual content. Sure, content.
Oh, you tweeted. Good girl.
Now listen, Madge. I have been notified by a number of people that your little language ticks have rubbed off and ruined people's lives.
I don't know what you're talking about.
For example, doublespeak. Camp.
Go ahead.
Camp.
How does that ruin anybody's life just because they're going to the concentration camp?
Because it has caused them to have to repeat words, or when they hear people and by accident say something twice,
right,
then it makes them lol.
So this is the experiment, and I wanted to get your feedback before I decide to do it. But I was thinking of putting the live URL on my Grindr thing right now for the showgram. What do you think?
Why, Mitch?
Just because I think it'd be funny.
What
do you think?
The thing is just this, Madge. I'm wondering why you're trying to make it harder for you to have accidents.
That's exactly
the
point.
That's the only thing that makes it so that you're not in a bad mood.
I thought it'd be a better way. To be honest, I thought it'd be a better way to expand the audience. But you're right. Good point. So I won't do it. You're right. That's why I waited. You're right.
Mm-hmm. See, the Rilch knows names. Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows it's Gerald.
Okay. Hello.
I need
a lot of things.
I need album art as me as a China woman. It occurred to me the other day that I've never been a China woman. All right.
I love the album art that James made.
I do too. It's beautiful, but it's just for your gram, isn't it? Because it only has you on it. Or should I still put it up?
Didn't you look? There's two.
I just walked in the goddamn tour.
All right.
I didn't see two.
Why would you scroll?
You can scroll! Madge pitches in with overnight guests at Dick. That looks like how my house used to be. I love those James.
I know,
James.
It's very hoarder.
We love James, don't we? We. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm getting all girdled up. Mm-hmm. All right, there it is.
Makes my girdle hurt even when it's too soon.
It's always too soon, Mabe.
It is.
Everyone knows it's Dick.
And what is this grum you posted today?
That's the one we recorded. Were you in a blackout?
Oh, you mean the
the phone call.
Girdle voice one.
The phone call. Right. Oh,
how'd it turn out, Nate?
Well, you were there too. It was just, that's all it was the call, and I played it in the pre-show so that
you can get it. Because nobody's been in this.
Oh, what's going on here? Oh, no. Never mind.
What?
I thought I saw our friend Chicago guy, 83 or whatever, on the Grindr, but I didn't. I'm gonna.
Well, what a surprise, man.
No, I think he blocks me, so he doesn't want me to see me get his freak on.
Probably not. He loves to get pounded and to cream his jeans.
You got that right. And he likes to watch dogs.
And he likes to poop his panty in a diaper.
Now, I don't know. I'm eating jelly beans. Pay attention. Okay. I was talking to this to a rare, who said, ask, somebody asked me.
Okay.
Oh, fucking douche by douchebag. We're not talking. Did I talk about the vomiting video from this week? I don't think I did.
I don't think so. I mean, it might have on that Google program that we did, but I don't know. Because I didn't listen. And I wasn't, you know, with it. Now, excuse me?
Uh-huh. Well, the thing is just this.
Can you show it?
Of course I can't. You know I can't. Oh. I already got kicked off from Connie Chung.
What?
My other account got knocked off.
Oh, Connie Chung.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why'd you say what if you knew I said Connie Chung?
Well, listen. A little slow.
Mm. So I was editing this. I think I did tell the story because it sounds, because it was with Marquel. With two L's and a barber. And he was getting his dick sucked by this twinkie.
White.
He looked like he'd never even seen a black penis, let alone sucked it before.
Totally.
And he was sucking on this thing, and Marquel had such an attitude. He's like, suck on this big black dick, Bo. You can do it. Oh, come on. And he's rolling his eyes at the camera. He's like, don't use your tooth, Bo. Don't bite it, Bo. Talking to him like reverse slavery and shit. So he's like making the kids suck. And he has a 9.5-inch dick. It looks like Trotsky, the size of his whole body. Seriously, it's ridiculous.
It looks like Trotsky's Leo stick or what?
No, it looks like his whole body. It's as big as, like, a brick.
It's as brown as him, too.
It wasn't even a beer can. It was like a fifth of vodka. Anyway, so the white kid's sucking on and sucking on and sucking. He's like, damn, boy, don't bite. He's being such a douche and rolling his eyes, and then the kid just pulls his head off and pukes all over his dick. It was phenomenal.
It was quite a beautiful, precious.
Mm-hmm. I can play the audio for it, I think.
Quote. Well, I think you got to make it louder, because otherwise it don't work.
Yeah, I guess there's nothing here, is there?
Well, let me see.
Oh, you do it. Yeah, that's better.
It might work. Let me see here.
What's this about? Somebody's talking about eating a stick of Smart Balance
stick
butter.
Stick of what?
Smart Balance butter.
Okay, you don't eat diet.
Ninja, that's fine. If you're too tired, I will live if you don't watch the program. Hello, dead air.
Well, see, what I tried to do was extract the audio from the goddamn thing, and it doesn't work. When you encode those Coco movies, something happens where it won't let me do that, diet.
I'm just encoding it using QuickTime.
Let me try one more time.
Idiot.
Girdle.
Mm-hmm.
Girdle Monster. It's a good movie, Girdle Monster.
Yeah. All about
it don't
movies.
Work, Nate. There's no audio. I can't extract the audio.
Wow.
What?
Why can't you just play it on the laptop?
Because the audio is too soft to the port. If you could enhance... Well, fine. Let me just try to record... Hold on. Using the audio hijack pearl. Let me do this.
Girdle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. I love his face at the point when the throw-up comes out, he just gets right off. And he looks like he's, like, pissed off. Like, oh, how could you?
Right. He's like, oh, how dare you puke on my dick when I'm yelling at you and shoving this humongous cock down your throat.
I love diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be good to mix with Charles and Lance. You're right.
Wake up, bitch. Take off your mask, Miyongo.
But the thing is, I can't.
See, it still didn't work.
You're okay. I need to find it because I can do that.
Matt, there's some kind of protection on the file because it won't. From the audio hijack.
Oh, you're right. I did put a protection on there. You're right.
What kind of protection you put on there?
Some QuickTime shit to make it so that prolapse tours can't fuck with it. I'm glad it works.
Match! You can't do that for when you goddamn motherfucking send me
Wednesday.
A click.
Wednesday.
Listen.
What?
What kind of bitch-ass hoe shit? You know, I ain't even never heard of no kind of protection like that, dang it.
Look, just because you watched a video of a man puking on another man's large black penis don't mean you gotta talk all black and shit.
Listen.
Okay. I watched the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, and I didn't know until today
tap for them.
That Miss Jane Pittman is a fictional character. I didn't know that. I was like, how could she have been 110? I mean, it's pretty old.
Look at the link I put in the room.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And attitude. That's her black attitude. Her platoon.
What am I looking for?
What?
Oh, I have a coded folder. Barf, it's called.
That's right. Black attitude, nades.
Barf.mov.
Look at that queen. Look at that queen.
Mm-hmm. What queen?
The queen with her attitude. You took my dick. Hell no.
Hell to the now. Okay, I've got it here. I can make it louder. Hold on.
Okay, make it talk.
Okay. There was some more making it talk. Did I send you the farting? Yeah, I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here. Quiet on the set, assholes.
Yeah, you fucking bitch, suck that shit. Suck that shit, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
John. Yeah.
Don't bite my dick.
Yeah, don't run from this shit.
Don't run from that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
I've puked.
Now you need to rewind the puke and make the puke louder.
But there's no noise. You don't hear it. I can make it louder.
Yes, you do. If you make it loud, make it all the way loud.
I've increased it 24 decibels. I can't go any higher than that. Here, I'll try it. God, what do you do all day? Analyze barf sounds? Okay, here we go. Barf. I didn't hear it, Cheryl. I hear somebody breathing.
I hear music.
You're insane.
Is that music? Do the blacks make music when they have sex?
There's no music. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, here.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, here it is. Sounds better now that I've modified it.
That's good.
Very nice, Maya.
His name is Charles, but his name is Lane.
That's good.
I think that's Marquell making that noise. I don't think it's... I'm gonna be sick.
Wow.
My whole week was fucking freaky shit like that.
Okay.
Editing, barf, blood, and... It was all the fluids this week. All of them. Get her done. Cabbage.
That beautiful cock of yours. The average woman takes 20 to 30 minutes to come to an orgasm. The other lip. The other lip. The toes are directly connected. We actually do not want your hand or fingers inside our pussy when we go to sleep at night.
Really?
We desperately need to give our orgasticness to you.
Excuse me, does this woman know English? What an idiot. Orgasticness, did she say?
Nance. Mm-hmm.
What's her name, Chief Flowing Vagina?
Damn.
Oh, any man who gets close to it just...
Ooh.
I took a shit the other day, Cheryl.
You did?
That Chief Big Piece would have been proud of.
Connected to the genitals.
I gotta get a glass of ice. Go ahead and play Chief Vagina.
Lick the licking and nibbling of the nipples.
Oh,
licking and touching my pussy.
Ah.
Lips licking and touching my pussy.
Nobody wants to see that thing.
Men and women are different. Lips genitals. My genitals. Nibbling of the nipples. Not true. Oh my God. Orgastic. Oh my God.
Cheryl, what are you doing?
Outline her lips. Orgasticness. Outline her lips. Playing with one lip. The other lip. Playing with one lip. Say pussy. Playing with one lip. The other lip.
Oh my
Outline
God.
Her lips. Orgasticness.
You know, somebody has to mix this and make it one lip hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
Well, if you look in the chat room, I believe that there's a wonderful remix.
I don't see
that. It doesn't work. Fail.
Right. I don't like chat room links. I like emails.
Right.
Oh, that's the B. Dotson thing. Why can't he email it to me? Why you got to send me a goddamn DL.drop-off that's going to spam the hell out of me when I try to
How is it going to spam the hell out of you? That doesn't make sense.
Because it's one of them goddamn links.
One of them links. Okay.
Oh, like...
Well, besides, the link doesn't work. That's not the point. The point is just this.
The point is, email me the goddamn thing.
Listen, Madge.
What?
He ain't your slave. He's my slave.
Right.
Brad Lates is my slave. My slave.
You mean Thank Brad Lates trainered?
No. This is an actually nice one. Who's
I hear hello there and hello there, white ladies.
Okay. All right. Now listen, Madge.
Yeah, what? I should put my picture on. You can't even see Maids. Nobody cares, evidently.
Why would you do that?
Look at my pretty dress today.
You know what I think you should do, Madge?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be all the rage lately on these TV grums to do live medical procedures. I think that either you or I, or both of us at the same time, should do some kind of invasive medical procedure.
That's a good idea.
That includes cameras.
Okay, I can work on that now as we're talking. Do you want to do some duty so I can do this? But by the way, before that, we need donations. Now, I got to tell you something. Today is what, the 20th almost? And I still don't have enough money to pay my assessments. I've never been late on my assessments. And I'm late, so I don't want to be homeless. And the first thing that's going to go is my internet connection. So send the money on over. There's a link right on the page at yeastradio.com, PayPal. Send me a lot of monies. Because I got to split it with this whore on the other end of the program.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Where's the black dog?
What? He's right there.
The black dog.
Cheryl, stop that.
Okay.
That's Frankie right there on the couch.
Okay. Frank Gates. Mm-hmm. Is it Frankie Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Okay. FYY_AYANKAYE_
Right.
Exactly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to read your duty so I can figure out how to get a...
Let's play a love game, love game. Do you want love or you want fame or you win the game? Listen, James.
Are you better?
That's good.
Listen, hold on. Let me try to put you on the speakerphone.
I don't want to be on the speakerphone.
On speakerphone, J-Mates.
I'm on the Highland Crew.
Excuse me? Hello? Okay, J-Mates, are you going to be home soon so we can do true duty?
I will be home by 10 o'clock your time for sure.
It's going to take you
We can't get on that long with it. We have nothing to talk about yet. What?
It's a very, very big city.
Right.
We might have to talk to our
It will take time, though.
We might have to, you know.
Lots of big roads.
Okay.
Shut up.
We'll see you soon, Mary. Bye.
We'll talk about fats when I get there.
Okay, good.
We have to talk to our resident fatty, then, if we don't have a true duty. Let's see. Okay. What was this you were saying about Shrockbella has a new job or something? What was that about?
Shrockbella had a job? No.
Yeah, you sent me an email that she's got a new job, I thought.
Oh, yes, a new product?
Yeah, what was it?
Excuse me?
Why was it the one they were talking about on the TV?
What? What are you talking about?
The one I seen them talking about on the TV.
No, honey,
I've seen on TV in Truck Bella's... What is it? Seriously, I didn't click the link. I don't know.
It's some man that killed. Let me see here.
Thanks, Mark Whale.
Oh, Mark Whale.
All right, can we be done? Is it over yet?
Blanche.
Toe not into it today.
Listen.
Let me check my Hotmail, see if we got any donies.
Hotmail.
Reagan ordered his iPad.
Is this a new product, Madge? I put it in the check room.
I said Reagan ordered his iPad.
Oh, good, today. Check your mail, Madge.
My what kind of mail? Dear Girdle, Hotmail for money? Or is this some... Oh, okay, can I lick it off? Can I lick what off? Okay, well, I guess we'll figure it out when I get to the grum holder.
Pearl cream.
Pearl cream. How do you know about pearl cream?
Because there's some Tauroids.
God, I used to watch the Pearl Queen commercial a long time ago. That was the Asian lady. I remember her from the 80s. Is that what this is?
My website today. I'm even laughing. You know what? I know my name really good. And you know what? I know my name really good.
We actually do not want your hand or fingers inside our pussy when we go to sleep at night. Licking and touching my pussy. Oh my God. 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 Oh my God.
Is this love game?
Bottom line is, you haven't gotten laid yet.
Can I lick it off? Can I play with it? Can I play with your car? Can I put honey on it? Can I lick it off? Can I play with it?
Lick it off.
Can I play with your car? Can I swirl it around? Can I lick it off? Can I play with it? Can I play with your car? Can I put honey on it? Can I lick it off? Can I play with it? I just want to fall asleep holding your car. Unfortunately, that's not what you're really interested in. Well, maybe some of you are. Well, maybe some of you are. Think of every square inch of our body as our pussy. Playing with one lip, the other lip. Sacred pussy.
You will be making
sacred
love
pussy
differently tonight.
Inappropriate,
man.
Very nice.
You will be making love differently tonight.
Brad leads, but you need to make the vocals louder because the instrument is too high.
Admire her character, even if she doesn't have any.
Cheryl, this thing where we play clips.
Oh, sure.
I don't like it. I'd rather we talk about absolutely nothing than play the clips. I mean, it works later when you're stoned and I'm just completely...
Oh, thank you for reminding me to take my sleeping pill.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Third Reich.
Yes, that's hilarious.
Third Reich.
Nice, man.
You got the panty pooping on there?
Get a new oven.
An oven? What are you talking about, oven?
Nothing, man.
For the Third Reich?
Mm-hmm. It's a new brand of oven. I saw the mommy cast and they were advertising it.
Oh, right, with that.
It's a convection oven.
I know.
horrible. Man, horrible.
Boy, that medicine works fast. Look, I need to talk to somebody good looking. Is there anybody good looking in the audience?
No, I really don't. Well,
come on. All you lurkers, sign on, lurkers. Sign on, you lurkers. I know you're out there. You little pussy.
How heavy is that? That's right.
I need somebody under my desk.
I have to pee.
So that I can be in a good mood.
I gotta pee.
Marquell, Emesis, Rockefeller, Felly? Emesis.
Man.
I'm just reading. Water, hoo hoo. Put it on the street. Excuse me, Marquell. Sip, sip my jukebox. Damara Kwan, Clear Channel Communications, Dark Child Jenkins. Forgot my apostrophe. Woo, 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 woo. The average woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fail. Sacred Tapuli. Ladies, hold on. Nades. Blah, blah, blah. Lisa Catherine. Open heart surgery. What? Nades Chomsky. Please read the article on the Grum. What's this?
No.
Did you look at that? Did you read it?
It's not good.
It's. Because it says Rosebud? You could read it anyway. It'll be funny if you read it.
No.
Well, like in an hour. Shut up. Did this person give us money, Nades Chomsky?
No.
Give us money and Cheryl will read it really well. More money, the better. And the more hilarious it'll be, right, Cheryl? Good girl.
Your pussy's hilarious.
Frankie is there. He's right there on the couch. If you can't see him, you're a fucking
moron. We can't. There's no video on, you dumb bitch.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say, see? He's right there. See?
That's him. Everybody right there. Poops their panty, a dick. Now, Matt, this is a good question from our good friend, Pete Dyson. Did you have an accident this week? Did anyone play with your quimmy? Exactly.
I had a minor. I wouldn't call it an accident. I would call it a near miss.
Okay.
It was the same person that's neighbor of mine who I've told you about.
The one where you went over there.
No, not the loose skin. No, not that disaster. That one got blocked. The Christmas tree. Did you see that picture? Where can you find me that picture, though? Somebody posted a picture of that person, actually, on Facebook with the loose skin. Who was it? I got to find it. Oh, my God. Did you see it, Cheryl?
No.
Loose skin claws. It's so good. loose skin gets me. Anyway, so remember I told you about the person upstairs who just, you know.
There's so many of those.
He grinds me once in a while. She's like, oh, I'm going out for a cigarette. My boyfriend's waiting for me, but I have time if you, if you.
Double fail. Smokes. Let's see. And has the boyfriend.
Do you want to hear it or not, you stupid cunt? So she's like, oh, I'll suck your lips off, but you have to come quickly. And then she comes, and I'm like, here, glug, 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 bye. If that's an accident, then I had one, but it's, like I say, it was just a mishap.
What do you mean, glug, glug?
What part of glug, glug, glug do you not understand, you stupid cunt?
You were eating her cum?
No, you weren't listening. She said that she... She said she wanted to suck my lips, but I have to be able to come quickly with my vaginal secretions.
So you had very quick.
Yeah.
How quick?
Quick enough to push her face.
In seconds.
Quick enough to not have to have her come more than a few steps into the hallway, let's just say.
No.
That was the third time with this one, I think. We're dating. We're dating. But that's
You're a homewrecker.
No, actually, and then I went on a couple dates this week, too.
Oh, good. Did you tell them about how many accidents you have on a weekly basis?
No, but I tell them all about this show, so none of them ever want to see me again. So it's kind of a self-defeating thing. But I figure, you know, I should at least try dating, right? Shouldn't I?
Yes, and you shouldn't. Make sure to tell them all the things to scare them away and not wait to
Can
tell
I
them.
Tell... Well, this one queen blocked me because he kept asking... He's a podcaster. He has a podcast and it's called The Pill and it's on something. I shouldn't even plug him, but I don't care. It's called The Pill and he's kind of like, you know... He wears one of those... Like he wears one of those hats that Breon wears. And he's one of these people on Grindr. He's like got an attitude like... Be polite or you'll get bad karma coming back to you. You know, that's his profile on the Grindr. So he's talking to me yesterday. He's like, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts asking about the podcast. She's like, you look different in all these pictures. I'm like, yeah, I'm a shapeshifter. She's like, really? Are you also like are you a fat man, a fat woman, and a Chinese woman, and a black woman? I said, actually, yes, I am. And I showed him all that album art. I'd never shown anybody any of this. On the I went through and I'm like, so that's smart, me. Man. That's why I was thinking I need to be a China woman. So you'd think that would be enough to scare her away. No, 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 no. Then I got to hear about her podcast, and then, you know, you get the thing where, oh, well, I need advice.
She was maybe thinking that you actually had a popular podcast.
Right.
And so exactly. She thought maybe you'd plug it, and she
was,
did.
She was faffing me is what she was doing. So I was like, oh, whatever. So then I'm like, look, I don't feel like talking about this now, you know, another time. And then she's one of these people, she just kept sending me Grindr messages. I mean, you know how hard it is to type on this goddamn. She keeps sending me messages. And then today she sent me like 3 or 4 messages. And last night, and she's like, okay, I guess I'll leave you alone. Obviously, you don't want to chat with me. Have a great day. You know, and I just wrote back.
Passive,
or no, he writes, you're obviously not. I don't know. He said, I don't know why, or she, I don't know why you're online when you're obviously not interested in talking to anyone. And I wrote back, actually, I am. I'm just not interested in talking to you because you keep talking.
Whoa.
I got blocksnade.
It happens.
I mean, I didn't mean to be rude, but what do you say when somebody keeps... I don't know how to not be rude. And see, this is why I should just block people before I even talk to them.
Probably.
Because I don't know how do you be nice when somebody keeps bugging you? I mean, seriously, this is like a real question for the audience. When somebody keeps talking to you and they're being annoying, what do you say except for shut the fuck up?
Listen, I'm not on here.
Less talk, more ahead, but...
I'm not on here for smool talk. I'm on here for talk about hoyups, which are hopefully large, or... I would like videos and pictures of your vaginal secretions or your squirting ability so that I can determine whether I would like to hook up with you and maybe have a, quote, accident, unquote.
Did I tell you my theory about
black
the...
porn, and I do not have time for this. Okay. I'm on call.
Can I write all this down so I can tell it? Can I just copy and paste it?
Listen to the grum later.
You say, listen, I'm only using Grindr to have accents, not to plug your shitty podcast. Well, but that's not polite. That's the thing. I know how to say. Now, listen, I want to talk about black.
When these people who you don't know at all ask them if they got a picture and they're like, oh, I've got Facebook. And you're like, listen, I don't want you all up in my life on my Facebook.
Hold on.
Get out of my business.
Hold on. Somebody is a new audience member. That's nice. We like to have new audience members. My name is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian theologist. Obviously, it's a new listener because they said, who the fuck is on the phone? Do you care to give your...
I'm Cheryl Murkowski, honey. I'm a 25-year-old woman, smoker, owner of 3/4 of a long proprietor of whorehole.org. And I run a daycare institution called Daycare Institutions Caring for Kids or Dick.
And don't forget the pop. No, I mean pop. Oh.
Pop?
No. Mm-hmm. Pelvic organ prolapse. Pop.
What?
You're supposed to say, and I'm irreparably prolapsed. And okay. I have an ass count.
Okay. I've got an ass count. It's true.
Welcome to the Grums. You truck it, Jimmy. I don't know who you are, but I'm sure that you'll leave quickly because you won't like it. Most people don't. But don't feel bad. But before you decide you don't like it, since I've given you all this attention, please give me a donation by going to yeastradio.com so I can pay the mortgage. I don't want to
be... I think they left already.
Uretha. What?
I think they left.
Show them the dog. Here's
the dog. Where was I?
They were on my laps today. Should I show you the picture of them at the dorm on my laps?
Oh, sure.
I should. It's kind of cute. Did I send it to you or not?
No.
All right. So, remind me to tell you about my theory about coming
Man,
out.
Man, I was asking you a question, and then you interrupted with this new listener.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do people that you don't know ask for you to add them on Facebook?
Yeah, all the time.
And do you?
Of course.
Why?
Why the fuck should I? You see, my Facebook and my Twitter exist primarily to promote this grom. Why the?
Well, I have to have this. Hold on, people on Grindr.
Oh, what do you mean, people on Grindr? That's you're talking about something different. I thought you were talking about Facebook.
I am. Like, if
then why are you talking about? So why you say Grindr?
Okay, if one of those mans, well, clearly you don't ask for much information.
I do ask for information.
Right. Never mind.
No, what are you talking about? And then we'll talk about black people having orgasms through their
butts.
Very
dumb.
I want you to explain what you're talking about.
Why is somebody in white face on that dorm picture? Look at that.
That's me.
No.
Oh.
I know, but right behind you on the left.
That's the Latin. That's for one of the Latin movies, Santo Domingo.
A white face? Somebody has a white face drawing.
Oh, no. That's the person who used to work where I worked.
Okay.
He doesn't work there anymore. He's fat.
Fat and white-faced.
Mm-hmm. It's a sticker, Charles Nades. Good Lord.
Charles Nades?
Charlemades.
Charoyle.
Charlemades.
Now listen, I called
the Holy Roman Prolapsed Emperor. They were sitting both on my lap today.
Take this picture off of this screen.
Why? You hated it?
Now listen.
What, Granny? But I got to talk about black people orgasming through their butts. Don't let me forget it.
So talk about it.
Well, because you sounded like you had something to say.
No, I actually want to get something to eat, so you go ahead and do it out.
We should have a new segment where we read stupid Facebook posts. Like, because people say dumb things.
No.
Oh, and the guy who I was talking to, the podcast, because I did look it up, and his podcast, it's about, like, life coaching and new age
shit. Oh, I love
that.
I'm going to be a certified life coach, too. Wait, I'm going to be a certified life coach and certified professional organizer.
What is
that? I get my certification on the internet so that I can be on the Grum Hoarders.
Yeah, but you first have to get your certification certified.
And then I'm going to be a Reverend Cheryl Murkowski.
I think that's a great idea. I like the idea of you being a Reverend. Press release what? Stop it.
Too soon, man. Too soon. I think I'd have some pickles.
Press release. You don't microwave pickles, Nade.
What?
You don't microwave pickles.
Oh, really? Just cookie dough.
Okay, Cheryl.
Okay.
Hold on. Talk nonsense for a minute so I can Skype you something.
What?
Just say something
hold
about
on,
your
I'm
uterus.
In the kitchen.
Just talk.
Yeah.
You know, just scat out.
Okay. Gotta open these pickles. Fuffle, stinky. Oh, yes. 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 I'll work this nigger seed.
Cheryl!
Sorry, it was the peel.
Okay, Cheryl. Did you look at your Skype? Very important.
Okay.
Let's sing a song about it. Girdle, 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 girdle. Urethra. Oh, wait, it's not there yet. Hold on.
Edward Seed.
Urethra. You know, the problem is, I forget that whenever the weather gets nice, the podcasting audience goes down the toilet.
Unlike before.
Yeah. Okay, Cheryl. How are you doing today? You got any content? Wink at you, wink at you.
Listen, I'm getting pickle.
How long does it take? Oh, you know what? This is how badly I need money. I ate two leftover sandwiches from the IHOP at work today that were 2 days old.
What do you mean leftover sandwich?
Leftover people ordered food from the IHOP and they ate part of it and put it in the fridge and I ate the rest.
So the blacks ate part of the sandwich and put their AIDS all in it.
Yeah, but one of them didn't have any bites in it and the other one only had one bite.
Didn't have any antibodies. Well, that's because they got the AIDS.
Honey, it was so hot it would have killed all of those. And I don't think the AIDS can last 3 days in the fridge. But it had a pickle. That's what reminded me.
It can last years in your booty.
Gerald.
Okay, what?
Are you still getting the goddamn pickle? What the fuck takes you so goddamn
long? I'm getting
some water. This is a monster beverage, Lise Catherine. I'm just drinking it from the glass, because I'm a lady.
You are?
It's a monster.
Monster. Monkey. Red Monkey says hello, by the way. She don't have time to listen to these 3 hour drums.
Fuck her. I want to talk to Red Monkey. Get her on the chat room at least.
No, she's too busy.
What? Blazing? Is she blazing?
Who isn't these days?
I'm not.
Right. Accidents.
Blades.
It's away.
Well, Cheryl.
What?
How long does it take you to get a pickle?
Something else I wanted to eat.
How long does it take you to get a pickle? Well, can't you sit down, eat the pickle, do whatever it was you were going to do?
My laptop and walking around my goddamn apartment.
Well, then why don't you do whatever it is you were going to do? If you know what I'm saying, no, I'm saying.
Okay, I'm setting the cunt top back down.
Oh, good.
All right. And what was it? Oh, I think I got a voicemail.
I also... Oh, you did? Oh, cool. Play it.
Okay.
Yeah, goody. I love them.
Okay. All right.
Richard, Bill had had. It's 2 minutes before 7 on Thursday night. I was thinking of serving roast pork on Saturday night. Would you please call me right away or send me an email and let me know whether that would be a problem for you? I'll email the same thing to you in a few minutes. Thanks, Richard.
What?
What was that, Cheryl? What was that? What was that about roast pork?
Saturday night. I was thinking of serving roast pork.
What does that mean?
What are you doing, Cheryl? I don't understand how you're hacking into my personal...
What's Will Sparkle?
Stop it, Cheryl.
What is it?
I don't know what Will Sparkle is. Here, I just got a voicemail. Do you want to hear it?
No, you explain to me.
I don't know what it means. I don't make up Google Translate, and I don't appreciate your sneaking into my mails.
Let me quote the
transcript.
I was thinking of serving Will Sparkle on Saturday night.
Roast pork.
Roast pork.
Not Will Sparkle. Roast pork.
Why is he voicemailing you that?
Because I'm Jewish.
Oh.
You obviously don't understand my life, do you? Can you please listen to this message from somebody? Or maybe it's a song. It's a clip, anyway.
You know, Clive, in a way, I think you are a little bit yellow-bellied coward. Socially, you're a flop. You're eating yourself into the grave, too. You're 45 years old, Clive. If you don't have sex now with your wife, when will you have it?
Oh.
When?
Oh.
Yeah, this is worse than a prosthetic leg in a closet.
All right. Okay. Kind of like that, actually. I don't know what it was. It's from Burt Benz. I've never heard of this person. But Burt Benz, a.k.a. Brown.
Brown.
Do you mean? I thought, do Sylvia have
a
relative?
Know that Sylvia Brown has a bunch of new videos.
Oh, good. Why don't you tell me before the grum holder so that I can put them on my grum holder?
Because I can never do anything right.
My grum holder has a holder, which has a holder, so it's a grum holder.
Sylvia Brown.
Mm. Oh, I just got a new voicemail, Eats.
Okay,
hold on. Oh.
Brown.
Here. Oh, now I'm getting overload of this vagina stuff. Alcohol.
Overloaded with gay nigger scene.
Let's see.
Matt Sasani.
Okay, shut up. I'm putting on your echo thing so I can hear the thing. Stop with that pickle chewing. Got it.
Hey, just me saying hi and seeing what's up.
Miss you, babies. Have a good night. Bye.
I believe that's Abercrombie and Filed. Mm-hmm. Abercrombie and we'll get to you later if you're still alive.
Work that apple.
We're desperate. We still need Abercrombie and Filed. I think he's getting stoned. I hope you have particularly good reefers today. Because that'll make you funnier.
Make it talk. Make the pickle talk.
Oh, can I talk to you about my theory about anal coming? The thing is, you know, I've seen a lot of these videos. Strip club DJ, why are you tweeting me these things now of drunks on the bus? All right, fine. I'll put it on. I was looking for a picture of something. What was it? There was a picture of something. Oh, I'm getting
over. I thought you were going to talk about the point that the blacks think they can come out of their ass.
Yeah, okay, so I figured this out, because remember that one video I was talking about from a few weeks ago with Protege, and he said that he was coming out of his ass, and then there was this white liquid. I think I showed you a picture.
But do they not understand if you don't use condoms and someone comes inside of your ass and there's cum in your ass, and when you push it out, that other person's cum
but this wasn't the cum. This was actually enema juice. But you see, and then there was another video that I was working on this week, and the same thing happened, except, and I think I played it for you, Cheryl, but I believe it was Spider-Man with a Y, and he was receiving, and there was a roid stick. Now, I don't know if you noticed that.
Yes, I did.
But he was like, oh, yeah, give me another nut. Give me another nut. Give me another nut. We got to play the audio for that. Give me another nut.
But the thing that I really liked, which you can't get in the audio, is that when he took his yuck out of his rectum,
yeah,
he tried to put the enormous dick back in, and then Spider-Man kind of shivered in his anus with all of those stretch marks and black spots, was shaken, like kind of like he was shivering.
Right.
It was disgusting.
It was truly disgusting. But the thing is, my point is just that I think that they think, some of these people, and I discussed it with somebody else that works there, and he agrees, because there's a lot of uneducated people. And the problem is they think that men can actually come out their butt. Just like Chief Flowing Wind Vagina thinks urethra doesn't have another R in it, and she thinks women come through their urethra. I mean, just, she is moronic. And this is the same kind of real, just idiocy.
They think, man.
Right. You can't come out your ass. There is no organs that produce ejaculate from a man's butt.
Yes, Matt, there is. Listen.
Okay.
Your large intestine and your small intestine, when they do not absorb a lot of water, it makes diarrhea. And it releases the duty water diarrhea.
Yeah, but duty water is not cum. I understand what you're saying.
It is, Matt.
No, it's duty water.
No.
And the problem is, too, when you stick water up, it's just like with Strachbella Martensy.
You can make a hole in your prostate.
Look, I want to say, Spider-Man, listen. My point is just this. If you put something in your asshole, something's going to come out of your asshole. Do you understand?
No.
I am not, you stupid bitch. Okay. I have to make my own Strachbella fails. Fail.
Epic fail.
Grum fail. Grum fail.
Oh, so
hello?
Cool.
Hello?
I mean, a black dick.
Is that J-Maid's there so we can do the goddamn true duty and then be done with this fucking shit?
You got an accident, man?
I wish. Prostate fistula, it's come after you color corrected for the derm and put it in his hand through his, her face. Spider-Man, please don't worry about it. I'm a certified Kodushka. Kodushka. Cheryl, what are you doing for Pesach?
Excuse me?
Are you doing anything for Pesach?
Oh, yes. I'm seeing the family, and then I'm going to... I'm going to eat some matzah. I'm going to give myself a matzah enema.
Wow, how do you do that?
You put the matzah into a food processor. you get 20 feral cats and you have them pee into a large bowl that has been blessed by a rabbi to be kosher for Passover. Next, you take 30 pieces of gefilte fish.
Right.
You first extract the jello.
Yeah.
You place it inside of your rectum. Then you squeeze it out. Sure. And then you put it in your cunny.
Right.
After it has been in your cunny for about 3 hours, you squeeze it out into the bowl with the feral cats. Cat pee pee. Next, next, you add the matzo, which has been crushed inside of a food processor. You mix it around with your hands.
Hands?
Not use gloves. Hands, hands.
All next, right.
Next, you put it into a crock pot. Put it on high.
All
and
right.
Set it and forget it.
Okay.
20 hours
right.
later, you will have a reduced, wonderful meal that is slightly burned and smells like cat piss that has been concentrated, traded, and you put top it off by putting the gefilte fish in your hands, squeeze nice. Them together, and the crushed gefilte fish is a wonderful topping. It's wonderful and vegan.
Mm-hmm. Filtered finch?
Uh-huh.
I used to call it filtered fish when I was a small child.
I used to be a retard.
Isn't it disgusting, Cheryl, gefilte fish?
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, my God, we have news.
Have you ever put it in the oven?
Hold on. Griselda got engaged this week.
That's a horrible gay joke. I mean,
Griselda got engaged. Let's see if she's around. I want to congratulate her on her engagement for the pilgrim. Grom.
The Grom.
Yeah, it's going to be a good wedding, too.
Did you hear my horrible Jew joke, man?
No.
Go fill the fish in the oven. Okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Paul failed.
Hello? She's probably at some fancy thing with, like, Candy Crowley. You know she plays tennis with Candy Crowley. I told you that, didn't I, Di? Yeah, she's doing some fancy-ass shit. All right. Well, I guess we ain't congratulating whore. Cheryl, do you have to make pickle noises? Watch the video, Cheryl, while we're talking.
I am.
What does it say? Will you stop that noise? I'm going to have a heart attack. Cheryl.
What? The following video contains graphic and disturbing images of severe injustice.
1,082 children, American children, died from a car accident. Okay.
What about abortion?
32,000 died from disease. All right, okay. And, and 1,310,000 died from legal abortions. Children, Cheryl. And how many? And 50 of those were yours. Day after day, week after week, yar after your innocent unborn children are quietly destroyed by sterile, behind sterile doors. No one seems to care. You do, Cheryl. Here ends the apathy of ignorance. And note there's American flag there. I like the subtle use of text effects in this video.
Me too.
It's very subtle. Now, will you stop chewing around?
Oh, that's a great idea, Mueller man. Some spicy cheese.
This is what abortion does. This is what abortion does. As long as you don't... Oh, my God.
What? What?
Little bitty hands, Nades.
Oh, well, it's delayed, so I ain't seen it yet.
Oh, no, it looks like a pizza. Pizza. Oh, my God.
Beautiful hands.
Oh, a quarter, Nades. A quarter.
Pizza.
Do you get a quarter?
I seen one of those with my duty the other day.
Why they got to put quarters in it? This is very anti-Semitic, Cheryl.
Match. Why do they do that? Why do they put money in? I mean, is that because fetus is equal money?
It's because they're saying Jews, you know. Oh my God, look at this.
Look at that cute hand. It's beautiful. I mean, you could put that in a drawer and have it next to your, oh, look at that. Oh, yes.
I think that's after your hand blender, Cheryl.
Probably.
See, now, Ustream won't cut me off. They won't cut me off for this because this is pro-life. Mm-hmm. Look at that, Cheryl. That looks like you.
Make a little love.
Oh, baby.
Get boarded tonight. Well, look at those little intestines. Oh, that's beautiful, precious.
Are they eating it?
Whoop, zoom in quick. Up, 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 whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. What do you mean, zoom in?
Oh, yeah. Make it move. Make it talk. Make it talk. Ooh, ooh.
Oh.
Sliding around. Get it, get it, get it.
See, the Dumplings people, if they were smart, they would have used this footage in the movie. 11 weeks from fertilization.
How heavy is that? Look at that.
Ew! Ew! Gross. What? 24 weeks.
Up, take its arm off.
Oh, that is pretty gross. Oh, I'm pro-life.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. 24 weeks is how many months? That was pretty gross. 24 weeks divided by 4 is 6 months.
Oh, my. Look at that baby.
That was 6 months, though. Oh, oh God. Who do I send my check to? I'm so pro-life. Abort73.com, Cheryl.
Children are dying.
All abortion imagery was provided by... I don't know. I didn't say it was true, though. I mean, it could have been fake. Now I changed the picture back to everyone poops their panty at Dick. Did you like that abortion video? Cheryl.
What?
Do you have to make all that noise?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Excuse me?
Let's see.
Oh, I think J-Mate is back. You know what that means?
It means first we have to show you a suction abortion. Do you want to see the one, honey?
Huh?
You want to see a suction abortion too, don't you?
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? Sure you do.
What about
a
saline? I mean, man, do you know how often I get those? I don't really need to see it.
Well, honey, think of the audience, ants.
That's true.
Think
Are
of
you
the...
trying to get this channel banned as well?
No, Cheryl, they don't ban violence against children. That was a public service. They only ban large clitorises.
That's discrimination.
Nation. God, you with the fucking pickles, you're gonna drive me to drink.
I mean in Jesus now.
Well, whatever it is, it's annoying as hell. But can I tell you, I love, 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 love. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, this thing, this click-to-flash thing. Oh, my God, is it wonderful.
Oh, yes, I've had that for about a month now.
Yeah, it's so great because you don't... That fucking flash is such a goddamn pain in the ass and uses all the CPU. Mm-hmm. Well, I tweeted this, but I'll say it again. You know, I think what Steve Jobs is doing is very antitrust-ish and anti-competitive to do what he's doing to cut flash out of all these websites. But at the same time, I'm awfully glad because Flash is so stupid. It's just so goddamn annoying. And if you don't need it because you got this HTML5, why are you going to have the Flash? And did you see the videos from the chief technological officer, the Indian guy from Adobe? He's like, oh, we have better good product, huh?
Adobe sucks ass.
Did you see that, Maze? Did you see that?
Adobe can eat my ass out.
Oh, it's downloading now.
What is? True duty.
No, suction abortion. Where?
From where? YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cheryl, we're not going to get true duty until somebody donates money. And meanwhile, you're just going to have to watch suction abortions.
Oh,
The people loves it. Love it. They love suction abortions.
Our audience triples.
Honey, our audience has never been larger since we put on these boardies. Okay, all right.
All right.
Well, that's a good way to divert the attention of the audience.
Hold on. Donate or I'll sue. Perfectly normal.
His name is Charles, but his name is Lane.
That's good.
Cheryl!
You know what? Life in a way.
Admire her character. Even if she doesn't have any.
You know, Clive, in a... You know, Clive, in a way, I think you are a little bit yellow-bellied coward. Socially, you're a flop.
Hello. Thank you for coming to my website today. I'm Ina Laughing Wiz, and you know what? I know my name really good.
We actually do not want your hand or fingers inside our pussy when we go to sleep at night.
You're talking about the board? Wait a second. Did she say we actually don't want your hands or your fingers inside our pussies at night?
Yes.
Well, she has her nerve. It ain't hers. Who it belong to?
Okay.
Who it belong
Did
to?
Did you get the suction yet so that we can move
Honey,
on?
Honey, 2 seconds, and we need to wait on donations. It's going to be like this, Cheryl. Suction abortion, check for donations. And then if donations, it's like a flow chart. If donations go to True Duty, if no donations go back to suction, abortion.
That makes a lot of sense.
Listen,
sense,
who
sense,
asked
sense,
you?
Sense.
I'm telling you, I'm not asking. Oh, no, Cheryl, it's not working. What's that problem here? Hold on. God, this fucking shit.
Oh, welcome. It's so nice to be with you today. I'm always pleased that you're here, and I hope that
Glad
also
I.
you tell your friends about, you know, our webcast, because I'd love to be with all of you. Today, we're going to be talking about guilt.
Okay.
And fear.
And fetus.
The one thing that I've found over all these years of doing readings is
What's that?
People are very anxious about guilt, fear,
pickle,
sin, all those things that we've been taught dogmatically.
Oh, good word.
Now, I am by no means here to tell you that you can't commit wrongs.
Jesus Christ.
That you really commit a wrong is when you do it with motive
sure.
or vengeance.
Two wrongs.
I found that most people, good people, have
She's disgusting. Words. Cheryl, we need to shut up because I'm almost ready for boarding. But go ahead.
A mother.
Go ahead.
See, we have to go yet. Back to the original.
The original. My son Christopher does good readings.
Huh? Which video
Sylvia
is it?
Glass Eye, Brown, Jenkins, Rockefeller.
Brown. There's another Brown, though. I'm pretty sure. Right? Isn't there another Brown? After Brown?
Brown.
Okay, Cheryl, we're going to watch the video now, okay? All right, okay?
Okay,
we've got the sound on. You ready? Tell me when you see the priest. Tell me when you see her. You see the priest yet, Nade?
Nope.
Ralph Nader?
Okay,
all right. Now you're going to hear your own voice again. So shut up.
Okay.
Can you hear your own voice?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I want to talk to you about what an abortion is.
My
In the first 3 months of pregnancy, the commonly used method is called a suction curettage abortion. Now, I have here a model of a baby at 12 weeks of pregnancy. In other words, about 10 weeks after conception. Okay. This is the same size of the baby as those little feet represent that pro-life people often wear. Okay. And I have here in my hand a hollow plastic tube called a cannula. This instrument
Madge.
I have in my
God
hand...
God damn it.
Did you sell your extra dishwasher yet, Madge?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You think I read those stupid things you send me? There we go. Okay, we'll start again then. Fucking dishwasher. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Hello, YouTube friends. Today I want to talk to you about what an abortion is. In the first 3 months of pregnancy, the commonly used method is called a suction curettage abortion. Now, I have here a model of a baby at 12 weeks of pregnancy. In other words, about 10 weeks after conception. This is the same size of the baby,
like baby.
As those little feet represent that pro-life people often wear.
Right.
And I have here in my hand a hollow plastic tube called a cannula.
Okay.
This instrument I have in my hands was actually used to kill babies in the way that I'm about to describe. The hollow tube is inserted into the uterus. It is connected to a vacuum pump.
Okay.
The vacuum pump is turned on, and the abortionist moves the cannula around the child, and the force of the suction either breaks the baby's body apart and sucks it through the tube, or if the baby is small enough, the baby goes through the tube intact. And as Dr. Martin Haskell has testified in court, sometimes that baby's heart is even still beating when the baby goes down the tube and into the collection jar. Once the plastic tube has suctioned out the baby, the abortionist then takes an instrument that looks like this.
Shut up!
It is a curette. Very sharp.
Cheryl.
Puts it into the uterus and scrapes out any of the remaining parts of the placenta or any pieces of the afterbirth that are still lodged in the uterus, and then finally one more passage with the suction tube to make sure that everything has been removed. This is the gruesome reality of what abortion is. And if you want to see the suction abortion in a medically accurate diagram, then you can go to our web link, which you'll find on the side of this video, and you can see the diagram. You can download it, or we can send you as many copies as you might want to use. Now, I've shown you using actual...
You need to order a lot of copies, Cheryl.
...what an abortion really is. And some people object that this is just a religious message.
No,
it is.
No, it isn't.
No, it's
because
fact.
Because if I were not a priest...
Medical fact.
If I weren't even a believer, the details I just shared with you would still be the same. If I took off this collar,
I would still be a retarded pedophile.
And then showed you this baby and these instruments, is anything different about how an abortion takes place?
Oh my God.
You're even more of a douche.
The baby
it's
still
so
gets
stupid.
Broken apart and sucked through.
It's not a baby.
And eventually
take it off, make it talk.
Let's work together to expose abortion.
Ooh, yeah, let's open it more.
And let's work together.
He wants to expose his penis to a little altar boy is what he wants. I love that tacky funeral home decor behind him, too. Oh, that's my grum holder. Oh, you don't want to see my grum holder. It looks messy. Right. Oh, no, we don't want that again either, do we? Oh, that? No, we don't want that.
Badge?
There's what we want.
Do you have the True Duty song ready?
Oh, you mean it's finally time for the dude?
Clearly.
Haldun. But I gotta try to remember to do the duty theme after it's over, too. Where did I put it? Oh, duty, it's called. I forgot the theme song's called Duty. Yeah, right. Hold on. Quiet on the set.
Duty. Okay. Last week on True Duty, Oprah changed her plans and had me meet her in Hollywood for an Oscar after party, where she was to surprise Barbara, quote, Penny Chaser, unquote, Streisand, with a smackdown and some poopy.
Yeah.
Penny Chaser. After a long fight, the cops arrived at the venue and arrested all three of us. We were locked in L.A. County Jail until a personal assistant to Bill Gates bailed us out. Oprah was so thankful that she decided to send me to Melinda, Washington, and deliver a personal thank you to Bill. Sorry, Medina, Melinda. I arrived at the Gates home. There was a lot of security, but Oprah gave me a Harpo Studios pass, so the guard would let me in the compound. I was escorted to the front entrance. I was bringing a special fruit basket from Edible Arrangements.
I hate those.
Me too.
I hate those.
And those cookie ones, too.
They charge so goddamn much, it's like, who would be stupid enough?
You love those.
This for fatties, for fatties? No, it's flowers for fatties, they should call
and
it.
Jews. I was bringing a special fruit basket from Edible Arrangements, copyright mark, as a thank you gift from Horrible Gale. Oprah gave me three simple instructions. Number one, deliver the gift to Bill. Number two, stay and chat for a minute. Number three, do not mess yourself in front of Bill. Number three was obviously the hardest. I rang the doorbell and was surprised to see that Bill Gates himself answered the door. I was expecting a servant of some kind. Oh, hey, Bill Gates. My name's Cheryl Murkowski. I work for Oprah Winfrey at Horpo Studios, and we would like to thank you for the personal favor that you did for us the other night. As a token of our appreciation, here is a Hearts and Berries copyright fruit arrangement. Bill had a quick look at the fruit basket, but his eyes were focused on May. Oh, Cheryl, it is no problem at all.
Right.
Won't you come in and sit down for a minute?
What the fuck's your problem, Cheryl?
Such a mouth. I followed Bill Gates' gates inside his house, and we wandered around until we got to one of his many living rooms. There was a fire in the fireplace, and a long red leather sofa in the middle of the living room. Please, Cheryl, have a seat. I wanted to say, listen, for me, sitting anywhere is like sitting on a leather couch, but that's not the point. I placed the basket on the table next to the sofa. I looked up and suddenly Bill was standing directly over me. Cheryl, you are beautiful beyond words. Dark woman like you really get me going. If you don't mind, may I? Before he finished his sentence, he reached up behind my pants and panties and started feeling up my clothes. At first, I was hesitant because, well, he's a bit ugly. But then
very ugly.
I realized...
But I hear he's got a hanger.
But then I realized that he is also incredibly rich, and if I could stay on his good side, maybe I could get a donation from the Gates Foundation for Dick, or perhaps even free me from the constant harassment from Oprah. Oh, yes, Bill. Ooh, Bill. Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill.
Excuse me?
His hand kept moving in and out of my ass coont. I would be lying if I said I didn't feel good. But there was something a little bit off about it.
Bill about then, the coont?
Bill then stood up and took off his shirt. Sure, he may have been a bit out of shape, but that wasn't really the problem. Right there below his collarbone was a huge brown mole that stuck out of his chest about half an inch.
Ew.
And had the same
gross
circumference as a nickel.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That alone wasn't nasty for me, but he was also wearing a chin necklace, sorry, chain necklace.
And did you say chin?
Yes.
Is this Faf?
Let's rewind. So we had a mole. That alone wasn't nasty.
Because a faf chin necklace is a necklace.
Me, but he was also wearing a chain necklace. And the chain kept getting caught on the mole every time he moved. Oh, Bill, no, I can't do this. It would not look good for Dick, Harpo Studios, Hertz, Procter & Gamble, or for Hamilton Beach.
Beach.
Cheryl, I'm sorry, but it's too late. You already got me hot. He whipped out his 4-inch penis, and girl, it had a nearly identical mole on it. I started to scream, Bill, don't do this, please. What if I get pregnant? I won't have an abortion, I just won't. Shut up, bitch, and eat this thing. Bill shoved Bill shoved his nasty pinga in my face, but I wouldn't take it. He then started to hump me, but I went into panic mode. If I couldn't beg him to stop or threaten to keep a baby, then there was only one thing left to do.
What's that?
And he was starting to enter my ass as he was starting to enter my ass. Coot, I said, okay, Bill, you asked for it. Ebert chin necklace.
My Ebert? What?
My ass cunt filled with feces.
Okay.
I had an ED. That's explosive duty, in case you didn't know. All over his pelvic region and red Sophie.
Sophie? Man, what do you mean?
Stop playing this video.
Okay.
Quit it.
It's not playing anyway. I'm just playing the video, not the audio.
Quit it.
You don't want even the audio? Okay.
Cheryl, you cunt. Look at this mess. Bill, that is not a mess. I said it. It's my baby. His name is Leprechaun Security Up to 8 Quipidin Jones Gates.
Right.
Leprechaun Security Up to 8. Okay. Bill slapped me across the face. Listen, you little bitch. Get the fuck out of here and don't come back. I'm telling Oprah about this little incident. Don't think she will take your sign, because she won't.
Yeah. That's true.
I was still wearing my skirt, though it was covered in poop. Mm. Still, I ran outside as fast as I could. I got a few miles down the road and my phone rang. Cheryl, it's Gail Oz.
Oh, no.
Bill didn't even need to call me. I could hear everything through your tracking device. I told you not to mess yourself. I don't care if he was forcing himself on you. He did the same thing to me years ago. And you know what? I survived. It's no less disgusting than eating shit. Mm. Or having sex with Stegman, which I'm sure you've done plenty of times.
Mm.
She continued. Cheryl, I want you back in Chicago. Clearly, I should have sent the real Gail out there to do the job for you. The next day I arrived.
A lot of popping going on there.
The next day, I arrived at Orbo Studios. The minute I walked in Oprah's door, she grabbed me by my long clitoris and tossed me up against the wall. You bitch! Now Gates is refusing to do any PR work for my company.
Not nice.
Your shitting episode has really fucked things up for me now. Luan Clitoris. Oprah, you stupid Annie. I'm so done with your shit.
Cheryl.
You send me all over the country and make me do the worst things possible with all of these famous people. I'm not even sure what the point of all this is. You make no sense.
Right.
She smacked me across the face, gave another tuck to my Luan Clitoris, and said, my name is Gail, you kike. Now I'm about to leave for Philadelphia for my defamation trial involving my South African girls' school. In the meantime, I need you to lay low and stay out of the press.
Right.
Do not fuck things up for me more than they already have been, nigga prune. After Oprah dismissed me, I was walking down the hallway to leave when an arm grabbed me. It was brown.
Sylvia?
I turned.
Or the arm was brown. Sorry.
No. I turned around and I was surprised to see who it was. Hello, Cheryl. I'm the real Gail King. I'm here to help you.
to be continued.
Woo!
Thanks for listening to True Duty on Yeast Radio. This week's episode was brought to you by Mr. Clean Clean TM, a Procter & Gamble brand.
Duty.
Hey, I actually remembered the theme.
Okay.
So,
that was very nice.
I want you to know, audience, that the phone lines are now open. Plus one firm uterus. Now the True Duty is over. We can open the phone lines up. Anybody can call. You can go to Yeast Radio, and I don't know if that widget's on there or not, actually, but there might be a widgy poo. As we entered wisdom. Is there? I should check the website. Don't mind the abortionist on the screen. Oh, yeah. There's a button that says call me on the right. You can use that, and you just click it, and it'll call me. But it's going to call you, which calls me. Okay?
Okay.
Girdle high me. So go ahead and call. Don't all call at once. Yeah. Well, that was a good story, Cheryl. I very much enjoy the duty.
Well, you could blame Jamie.
I think Bill Gates has a large penis, though. I really do. What about Mrs. Miller, that whore? She wanted the vomit video, and I told her she's got to be on the grum. And she didn't respond.
Well, in that sense, she did. She's unable to be here this evening.
Oh, you're right. I don't accept that. Because why?
She's getting fucked.
I don't believe you.
She is.
Not every Friday for 3 weeks.
Yes, man.
She can't make time for us. I don't believe. That's disrespectful.
Man, she made time. She made an exclusive song for us.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
You have it? Really?
Maybe.
Oh, that would be good. Then she can still get it.
It's very.
Is it really exclusive? Is it premiering here on the Yeast?
It's premiering here.
Ooh, I'm excited.
It is very offensive.
Okay, but I want to play it here, so you send it to me. I don't want no crappy Cheryl prolapsed iPhone speaker shit. Okay, girdle. Do you like the ultrasound on the screen, by the way, behind me? Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a baby.
In the laughing wheel.
Hey, have you seen Ina Laughing Wind? She's a very ugly woman. Very ugly.
She makes my dick inward.
You don't have... What do you have, a dick or a clit? Make up your goddamn mind. I can't believe I got kicked off a Ustream for goddamn clitoris. Best regards.
I can.
Yeah, fuck you too. Call in somebody. This is boring. Fucking chicken shits. We're not going to make fun of you.
Well, J-Mate sent you one.
Or call. But J-Mates can just call Skype. He knows how to do that. Stop chewing like certain people in my life.
Man, we need to get J-Mates on the phone so he can...
Wait, Rectum's calling. Song. Oh, Rectum. Oh, no. Of all people. Hold on. Hold on, Rectal. Okay, we have this thing. Who is... we have another caller at the same time? What? Who's area code 509? What's going on here? Oh, I pressed Griselda by mistake. Shit. Oh, fuck. Hello? Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
I fucked a bunch of shit up.
What happened?
I called Griselda by mistake. I don't understand it. Oh, here, we'll call Rectum back.
Listen.
I just don't want to be rude, but if he starts talking about healthcare, I'm hanging up again.
What about J-Mains?
What? He didn't call me.
Black?
What do you want, Rectum?
What do I want?
Did you lose any of the weight?
People to call in, and I felt bad for you.
Oh, well, obviously.
Yeah. Donate some money, and maybe we'll...
Jamie AIDS is calling, it says. Oh, here, let me take a picture real quick.
Much better.
Oh, I can't take a picture. Yeah, I can. Hold on, AIDS, Jamie. Much better, she says. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, now we have J-Mates and Rectal AIDS.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, J-Mates.
Who else
is here?
Hello.
Flat there. Flat
it's Rectum. The one with the fan.
Oh. Rectum.
The fan and the leather.
Leather, bad.
Yeah, I'm fat.
Let the fire be.
Did you get the link, man?
Are you, J-Maids, what link?
In the fucking the song for Mrs. Miller.
Oh, I forgot what we were talking about. Listen,
Mrs. Miller.
You don't need to use that kind of language.
Shoma.
We're going to play the Mrs. Miller song.
I'm really enjoying these abortion videos. They're great.
Abortion stops a beating heart. It's not funny.
It's hilarious. It's funnier than cancer.
These ultrasounds, though, they're not as good as the real thing. I want to see a real abortion. Wait, don't play yet. Not yet, Mrs. Millie.
I got an ultrasound on my clitoris the other day.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Did it have a baby growing inside it, Mommy?
Yes, it did.
J-Mates, have you seen the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman? Excuse me? Wait a second. This song is called Negro Connection.
Manch!
This is not...
What?
That's the name of the file.
Liz, is that like Rainbow Connection?
Cheryl, I don't know if I can... I don't think I should play this. Okay, I will. All right.
All right.
Cheryl is bribing me. She's threatening to out me. as a porno maker for a lot of people. So I have to. I'm not doing this on my own. Recognizance, say, shut up, guys. Mrs. Miller,
it
really
lyrics.
Horrible. I mean, I don't appreciate that sort of racist decoupage, But I appreciate the amount of work and your beautiful singing voice that went into this project. And as a result, by the way, I had to hang up on Rectum because he was laughing too loud.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I also had I also blocked Google Voice. So much for the incoming calls. Good. So, Cheryl, you hereby have my permission to give Mrs. Miller the puke video. But
what's the point if she can't even use it?
I was about to talk. Can you listen? Can I finish?
Send me an unprotected one, Mary.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, I'll do that. She wanted me to make an animated GIF. If you tell me how, like, what's the best way to do that?
I don't know. If you send it to her, I think she knows how to do that.
Okay, but the point is just this. No faces. Got it? No faces. Audio is okay, no faces. Got her done?
Okay.
I'm telling her now. This is how I communicate with Grum holders. Holders, 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 holders.
And a 4-2. Holders, 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 holders,
holders, holders, wait, people are chanting encore, encore, reprise. Oh, this is unheard of, Cheryl. Have you ever heard of an encore? Yeah. They're cheering. They're chanting. Oh, my God. Can you hear all that? They're cheering. They want me to pay. Okay.
Like wolves of banshees. The sirens. And they flee. The crows of red baby. With lights to start fleeing. Let's jump in the truck for a legend. Someday I'll get you. The beginning's destruction. A white moon will be ours again. A white world will be ours again.
Hello.
Hold on, let me put you in the conference with the
vagina. Okay.
No, you know what? This thing isn't on my goddamn address book, so it doesn't fucking work. How long, J-Mains? I gotta call you back on the other AIDS queen. Just a second.
Okay.
Am I on your list?
Yes.
Oh, and we're... Cheryl, we're having some technical difficulties. Because it didn't... He's not on my list or something. Let's see. Skype, cool. Let's see. Chat, contacts, add a contact. Oh, I can't spell. How do you spell it?
Add a contact.
His name.
Excuse me?
You're a whore. Oh, here, I found it. Atlantard. That's where this dog's owner is right now, in Atlantard. Maybe.
Oh, that's not a surprise. There's so many blacks in Atlanta, including Alexis K. Tyler.
Oh, I would love to hang with her.
You love her so much.
Okay, what am I doing now? Oh, Jane.
Nate, it's snowing outside.
Who is this lady? Oh, no, it was just 65 degrees today. What are you talking about?
I know. Okay. It's snowing.
Hi, AIDS Shade.
Hey. Hey, girl.
Listen, you guys, next week on the 27th,
okay.
There is Don and Drew is having a big yard sale at their farm. They're selling it and moving to Costa Rica. Cheryl, will you come with me, please?
No, thanks.
You can go incognito. Nobody knows who you are there. They're all stoned and drunk. They won't know. They're obliterated. Please come, Cheryl. Meet me there. It'll be fun.
Right.
Moon. I'll bring Trotsky.
That sounds so fun and everything.
I'll bring Trotsky.
Unfortunately, I have a prior engagement, which includes doing nothing.
Exactly. You're not going to leave the house at all the whole week.
That would be really different, wouldn't it?
Who are you to judge me? Somebody who went to go see an obese comedian for 3 hours. Now tell Madge about this.
Okay, well, provide Madge with the link, please.
Okay.
What fatty did you see? Not that Hispanic one.
No. This was more of a black one. Performance artist speaker than a... it wasn't black, it was a white.
I like to see this shit. I like white performance arts that are fat.
The black pussy.
What am I looking at for the linkage? Gingina.
The fatty.
You'll see the big fat.
Very sweaty.
Fat.
Do you see it?
He is very obese.
Within the very first 3 minutes of the show, he started sweating.
Of course he did. He's piled.
And he didn't stand. He sat down at a table the whole 2 hours.
There's a video. Well, it's Flash, though. Everything's fucking Flash. Fuck you with the Flash.
Flash
dance, what a feeling.
The last cargo called.
Oh, he's got like a real fancy... I can't deal with it. Okay, so what's the point?
Well, basically the whole thing is just about the economy. And, you know, it is a very funny show, but
yeah.
The way he talks about the economy is actually very similar to how Max Kaiser talks about economics, like in terms of like...
Yeah, but the thing is, Max Kaiser isn't obese.
No, he isn't, which is funny, Mike Kaiser.
You can't talk about the excesses of the economy and be morbidly obese.
We know, when
it doesn't make sense.
Obese, when people are obese, they're more funny. Cite the program.
You mean...
Okay.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Are you inferring that Wanda Wisdom was more funny before when she was just plain old fat instead of skinny racist?
All I'm saying is I'm repeating what she said when she was on the ground.
You know, I swear I saw her in that movie, The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. She was this lady yelling at a young Cicely Tyson, calling her the N-word, and all Cicely wanted was a cup of water.
And she said, you were talking about the that pornography where you could see the blood duty coming out.
Oh, my God. I am so sick of having to edit out duty and blood.
No, but it wasn't one thing you did. It was one of those.
Macho effers? Oh, that was there was a lot of duty in that one. I mean, a lot of blood. There was a lot of blood. It was like a waterfall. Jinx, buy me a Coke. Inky binky, bottle of inky, cork fell out,
Jamie,
and you do stinky.
Did you enjoy the fatty, sweaty fatty?
Yeah, I did enjoy sweaty fatty, actually.
Fired. Jamie, you have your nerve leaving the house when you can be perfectly entertained at home.
That's right.
You have your nerve.
He had dinner with the boy.
Are you back together?
Just friends.
No, that's good. That's how gays are. I understand. You understand, Cheryl.
Well, you would understand, man.
I don't do... Right, I understand. I'm so I'm friends with all my
exes. You stay friends, but you continue to fuck them.
Says who?
Yourself.
Ixnay on the Larissa Clay.
Exactly.
Listen, my birthday is on the 30th, which is like 10 days from now, okay?
Really?
We have one more grum before that. I need you people to give me some serious cash. Last year I got like $1,500 from you people for my birthday, and I need double that because I'm fucking broke. I swear to God, I'll show you the goddamn late fee. No, hold on.
Goddamn bitches. Just don't buy her a dishwasher. She doesn't need one.
And you know what would be really generous is if Cheryl forwent her 50% for a week so that I could make more money. See this? Balance due. Please remit. It was due on the 1st, and this is $614.02.
Matt, listen.
What, Annie?
As Jamie suggested.
What did
all
he
need to do is sell your second kosher dishwasher.
I don't have two dishwashers.
Maybe sell your second sink.
Cheryl, the only people that have two dishwashers
are
frummies.
Or your second oven. As you clearly have an oven.
Cheryl, so I am not a frummy. I am not a frummy. I have one of each, not two.
Okay.
Cheryl, you're making me very angry.
That makes Cheryl angry, but I enjoy it, so it kind of balances each other out.
It don't make me angry.
No, you said it wrong, J-Maze Shades.
How did I say it wrong?
You said that you're making Cheryl angry, you're making Madge angry.
Oh, sorry.
With an AIDS at the end.
Angry.
But there's always an AIDS at the end.
Why does everything have to end in AIDS?
I think... Oh, hi, sweetie. Come here. Come on. Come up. Show the audience who you are, you know. Don't be shy. Come on.
Don't be shy. Your daddy's not shy.
See, now they're going to be... They always
your
have
to daddy's be not shy in the camera at all.
I
feel like this show is extra meat.
That's... Come on, sweetie. Come on.
Now, I heard...
Come on, Cheryl. Come on up here, Cheryl. Let me Trotsky. Come on. Tripoli! Yay!
Is that a-
I'm sorry I called you Cheryl Trunsky.
Francis.
My name is Carice Bréchard. I'm still waiting for a turd named Carice.
I like that movie, the poster. It's cute.
What movie?
Sass Racist posted a movie poster for Francis.
My name is Carice Bréchard.
Now, I heard that Wanda Wisdom was writing for this transvaginal mesh.
Yes, she writes about bets and paces.
Bets and paces?
It's true. How did she get that job? I bet she gets paid good money, because I hear they get... Oh, that's another thing. People,
she probably has to moonlight.
You people haven't been supporting my advertisers as much.
Sure, go off of sponsoring it.
Ick clay on my ads glay.
Did you see that one turd finally got the sponsor after how many years?
For Lucky Bitch?
No, it's for not the program.
Lucky Bitch, you know that.
We know what I meant.
No, it's insulting to call it Lucky Bitch Radio. She's not a bitch. She's not lucky anymore. She's just lucky a bitch. Just call it a bitch radio.
Bitch the program. Now.
Franco555, no one turd wisdom doesn't have a Twitter anymore.
Look at this story. During a surprise appearance at the Lucille Packard Children's Hospital in Palo Alto, California, Steve Jobs joined California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to help advance organ donation legislations. This sounds like a True Duty episode. Last year, Jobs flew to Tennessee to receive a liver transplant plan and spoke briefly of this. Quote, "There were not enough livers in California to go around," unquote, he said, according to the San Jose Mercury News. "I was advised by my Stanford doctors to enroll on a list at a Memphis hospital with chinks because it was more favorable to get a Chinese liver there. I'm lying, and I was fortunate because I had enough money to buy a Falun Gong chink liver. Love, Steve Jobs. And without the transplant plant, I would have died," he says.
Plant.
The problem isn't this. The problem is people have to die in order to get you your goddamn liver, and you can't kill people that legally anymore. Girdle. What? Excuse me?
The super-sized 43-stone mother who is determined to become the world's fattest woman.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Donna Simpson already weighs 43 stones, but she is determined to nearly double her size to become the world's fattest woman. Putting a link so you can show a photo. The 42-year-old from New Jersey, U.S., is set on reaching the 1,000-pound mark, 71 stone, in just 2 yards.
Wait, I didn't get the link.
Remarkably, she insists she's healthy, despite now needing a mobility scooter when she goes shopping.
Cheryl, wait, I need the link to show the audience. Where'd you put it?
In the chat room.
Well, I thought, why didn't you Skype it to me, you dirty whore? I don't know where to look for your goddamn shit.
I'll Skype it.
My favorite food is sushi. She likes fish. But unlike others, I can eat and sit and eat about 70 big pieces of sushi in one go, she said. That's expensive.
This is a nice picture I like with the nachos. Very 80s.
I do love cakes and sweet things. Donuts are my favorite. Donna, who wears XXXXXXL.
How many X's is that?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7XL.
7 whole X's. Ooh.
I like how they spelled 7XL. They put all the X's.
I like that, too. It's necessary.
Donna wears 7XL dresses, eats mounds of junk food, and tries to move as little as possible. Miss Simpson already holds the Guinness World Record for the world's fattest mother when she gave birth in 2007, weighing 38 stone. She needed a team of 30 medics to deliver her daughter, Jacqueline.
Ooh, like Kennedy.
During a high-risk cesarean birth. Yet, although
She can only move 20 feet before needing to sit down. She wants to be even bigger.
Right.
I'd love to be 1,000 pounds. She said, it might be hard.
Your chatter would be better.
Running after my daughter keeps my weight down. You might expect her long-term partner, Philippe, 49, to advise her to slim down, but instead, he encouraged her to eat more. He met Donna on a dating site for plus-size people, and is a self-confessed fat admirer, although he himself only weighs 150 pounds. I think he'd like it if I was bigger, said Donna.
Uh-oh.
He's a real belly man and completely supports me. To achieve her goal, Donna says she will need to eat up to 12,000 calories a day. The average woman should consume only 2,000. To fund the massive $750 per week food shop, she runs a website where men pay her to watch her eat fast food. We need
That's
to find
fucking hot as hell. Does it give the URL out?
We need to find it. Donna's weight problem began early. Her mother made big meals for Donna and her brothers and gave them lots of treats and fattening foods. By the time Donna was 9, she weighed 13 stone. Food was her way of showing she loved us. She wanted us to eat, and she was very protective of us. She was fast. She wouldn't let anyone say anything bad to us about our weight. She wouldn't argue with doctors who said it was dangerous. Donna's mother died soon after, and her dad married a woman who put the children on a strict diet. Girdle. I used to steal food from the cupboards, which were still full, because my mom used to store food. But as she got older, Donna began to worry about her weight. Dieting just made me miserable because I was thinking about food all the time. After she left school, she got a desk job and no longer felt the need to fit in with other girls. I felt so much better when my weight came back. It felt like who I was meant to be. When she was 19, she met her first husband, who worked as a chef at a steak restaurant. He worked night shifts and would come home at 2 or 3 in the morning. We'd stay up and eat huge piles of steak, mashed potatoes, and gravy with butter. I started gaining weight quickly and my husband liked it. He said I was sexier when I was bigger, and I felt happier too. When she was 27, Donna weighed 25 stone and fell.
I got my dress on, Matt. Sorry.
Fell pregnant with her eldest son, Devin. Her marriage ended soon after, and she turned to food for comfort.
Right.
By the age of 31, she weighed 43 stone, decided to try and lose weight. She lost 5 stones, got a gastric band operation.
But
just before she was due to go under the knife, her friend died during a similar operation. That was fine for me. I decided it wasn't worth it. I like being the way I am. Donna, then 37 stone, came across a website which celebrated obese women. When she admitted to her real size, Donna was flooded with emails from men. They sent me gifts through the post, like protein shakes, to help me put on weight faster. And she underwent and she unrepentant of her weight gain ghoul, despite risking for her own life in the process. I love eating, and people love watching me eat, she said. It makes people happy, and I'm not harming anyone.
Shamu, the killer lamps.
You need to find this website, man, and we need to get a
I'm
membership.
Busy. I'm sending somebody on Grindr a picture of my... They want to see my genitals, so I'm showing them my tape dispenser.
Right.
I am. See, look.
You know, I mentioned that episode and that pork to somebody earlier today.
Yeah.
It made me lol.
I'm showing... Look, should I show the inside? Yeah. That's what I'm
doing. The inside of your lamps?
My tape dispenser, Spencer.
Spencer Whitney. Spencer.
It's okay. Nobody'll get it. Nobody gets anything. Do you think gay people have a sense of humor? Somebody was telling me they don't think so. I tend to agree. Listen, Cheryl, I need Amber Crombie and Fat to call in. The phone lines are open. Abercrombie, can you call in, please? He has an interesting donation organ story.
Give birth to them or not with a contract.
My son Christopher gives good readings.
Abercrombie and Fat, please call.
One for waiting. Yourself, one for the other person.
Or else I Sylvia Barrett. One moment, Abercrombie and Fat. One moment. Okay, we...
Hello?
Cheryl, will you stop Sylvia Brown?
Why?
Because Abercrombie and Fletch is on the phone.
All right.
I want you to... Okay, stop, Cheryl. Cheryl?
Play Lady Gaga.
No, do not... If you tell me to play it, I'm not going to play it. It ruins it.
Man!
Listen!
I
was watching TV the other day.
Like wheels of banshees, they hear the sirens and they flee.
I love what they're going to have.
The cries of black anger.
You know you want this hot sweet Tartarus, honey.
Let's jump in the truck.
Okay. Like, how am I supposed to eat pigs with no collard greens? And why in the fuck does that pigskin have so much hair in it? You eat it.
Your face is so ugly. Look at that.
You know you want this hot skinny Tantoras, honey.
I'm talking about it in a form of a structure.
Cheryl, stop it. I'm trying to talk to Abercrombie.
You're 45 years old. If you don't have sex now with your wife, when will you have it?
Cheryl, Cheryl.
If you don't have
Oh, that was me making that noise.
Great reading.
Cheryl.
Christopher.
Can I please talk to Abercrombie and Thank you.
Hello.
Can you please tell me what you were talking about with the organs? You worked in a hospital, and what happened now?
Well, I work in a university hospital where a lot of shady shit goes on in a university hospital. But
right, a lot of shit is shitty, I find. Go ahead.
A lot of shady stuff. But anyway, one of these surgeons, people would bring in just like a cooler with an organ in it and that they needed, and the surgeon didn't ask too many questions and got paid a lot of money.
Wait. Who brought the cooler with an organ?
People would bring them in themselves.
Like, oh, here I have a liver. Will you stick it in me?
Well,
I don't get it.
They would have an appointment that was set up with this doctor previously, and then, you know, they would talk to him or whatever and say the right words, and then this doctor, they would show up on the day of their surgery with said organ, and it would get put in them.
How did they get the organ?
I don't know.
What was your involvement in this?
I was a nurse at the hospital, so I saw a lot of shit.
You were a nurse?
Yeah, I was at this hospital. I was
That's
a nurse.
That's pretty frightening. Name.
Was this before you got fat?
No, I'm still a nurse, but I just don't work at that hospital anymore. Just a fat nurse.
I didn't know you were a nurse. For some reason, I thought you were just finishing school or something.
No.
So you, I don't understand though. Do you think they were illegal, these organs? Where do you get an organ?
I'm sure they were chinky. I don't know where they came from.
How could you tell they were Chinese, or as you say, well, I hate to say it, chinky?
Right.
I didn't know, and I can't prove that they were. But
what makes you think that they were? Were they a little yeller?
Right.
Did they have a hankering for some Chinese food after weeds? Seriously, how did you know?
The lungs were a little fancy.
Because you know, you know that you can't. I mean, organs don't really last long enough to travel. I don't think from China, do they? I mean, it's not. You don't have enough time.
There are ways I imagine to keep an organ viable for transport, but at the same time, if it all happens within 72 hours, then I can understand how it would be viable.
Oh, so it can be that long, 72 hours?
You have about a 72-hour window after an organ harvest and plant that organ for viability.
Same as
fetus. No, right. Fetuses. Right. No, Cheryl, you're talking about something totally different. You're talking about killing a fetus, a child. Murdering children, Cheryl. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about saving a life with a Chinese livy.
Okay.
What did you call that? The window.
Huh?
I'm Googling organ harvest windows. What is the tinted window, it says. I've talked a lot about this Falun Gong organ harvesting. I think they're going to find out some really bad stuff one of these days. Or maybe they won't. Because it's just...
I should hope so, because, I mean, the reality of the situation is you cannot be a whistleblower in the medical profession. You'll lose your license. They'll just get rid of you.
Really? Right. In America or in China?
In America. I mean, I can't say that for the entire medical profession.
Well, listen, honey. It's coming from you.
Right.
And yes. Seeing... The things that you said that you do on a regular basis, I would not take your word for being the gospel of how things work in the American.
Listen, I'm going to put a picture of Abercrombie and Fyatt on the screen so we can at least see what he looks like because he's only on audio. Okay, go ahead and talk. We have a picture of him right now. Go ahead.
Carissa sent these photos.
Right. Go ahead. With your story. What were you asking him, Cheryl?
I was just saying that he's dumb. Mm-hmm.
Are those like lumps on your bulbar count, or is that something you're wearing? I can't even tell.
There's so many nice photos of her.
It looks like bumps. I mean, it doesn't look like she has a big moldy penis, but I can't tell if that's a bathing suit. Or is that just mold and some sort of cancerous frittage?
Frittage.
Yeah. What are you sending me now, Cheryl? You're overloading me with files. So what else? Oh, God, Cheryl, that's fucking disgusting. Fucking nasty.
High-resolution photos.
High-resolution
Look at all these nice photos of Abercrombie.
Fyatt.
Do you have any other questions for Abercrombie and Fyatt?
How fat are you?
Good question.
Me?
How many X's?
Yeah, good question.
Ooh, look at that, dear Cancock.
Excuse me?
I... Two...
2XL, okay.
That ain't shit. What kind of fatty are you? You're fired. That's bullshit. That won't work. You need a feeder, honey.
Okay.
Find a feeder?
He can't afford that.
Can you go to the hospital cafeteria lots and lots, lots?
Kirkland.
The person I sent the tape dispenser to went offline. Oh, well.
Don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, actually,
what? Buttercunt? What did you say? Girdle.
No accident tonight.
That's a nice Jack Jane AIDS in that photo.
Listen, Abercrombie, thank you for answering. I'm going to hang up on you now because Cheryl is being... She keeps typing hang up on her because she wants to talk just with
Jane. I didn't do that yet.
But thank you for being
right. On Pro. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Do you let people pee on you, J-Maids?
No.
Do you pee on other people?
Oh, all the time.
Winky.
Okay.
I had somebody that wanted me to pee on him once. Her.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, why not?
I mean, what's it doesn't do anything for me. I mean, it's like, okay, you want me to pee? I mean, I can go to the bathroom anywhere. It was disgusting. Right. Oh, thank you for the $2.99, vendor. We got a donation from $2.99 and a donation for $3 and one for a hunjis.
How often does a $2.99 donation happen?
A lot.
Too often.
A lot. A lot.
It's not really cute, you know, 3 years later.
Actually, yeah. I do appreciate it because $3 is...
I know,
but more I just than mean one monster. Actually, I only get $1.50 because Cheryl's a greedy Jewish whore.
Tight cunt.
You penny-pinching whore.
I mean, I have to eat used hamburgers.
Man.
But they were delicious. I'm one of the few people that actually loves school lunch burgers. I'm going to go to the school lunch program. Oh, I didn't talk about how an old man gave me $10 on the bus.
Wow. Does this involve Hagatha's tricks?
Has nothing to... No. I have this friend, his name is Hugh. He's the one that used to play piano for Barbara Bush. We tried to call him once.
Oh, right.
Should I try to call him? Oh, it's probably too late.
No.
Anyway, oh, he's funny, though, but I won't. But I saw, you know, I was on the 36 bus in Chicago. Anybody who lives here will tell you it is a floating psych ward on wheels. Absolutely. And when you go to the black
the of the DPH.
Yeah. When you go to the black of the bus, you know, it's just like, you know how in the psych ward, well, you probably haven't been in there like me, but in the psych ward, there's usually like psych ward part and then there's super crazy violent, crazy psych part of the ward where people have to wear helmets and they have bodyguards to protect the nurses. Well, the back of the bus is like the super psycho. And there's always somebody in the back talking to himself. Anyway, that's not really the point. The point is I get on and I see Mothball Woman. And I'm like, oh my God, there's Mothball Woman, who is this horrible woman who I see sneaking into this building where I live sometimes. And she's like this homeless black woman with a terrible wig. She reeks of mothballs, and I just can't stand that smell. I hate mothball smell. It makes me so angry when people smell like fucking mothballs. And you know how old people smell like mothballs? Because they have mold in their brains. Well, that's what she smelled like. It's true. Ask any Alzheimer's patient. They'll tell you.
Sure.
If you give them a Pop-Tart. But so, the thing is, so... I'm so busy staring at Mothball Woman, I see, oh my God, there's Hugh. Hugh was sitting at the front of the bus. I said, oh, hi, Hugh. He said, hi. And he said, what you doing? I said, oh, I just got back from the Walgreens, because I was at the Walgreens, and I bought two boxes of shredded wheat, because they were $1 each, and I bought two Lean Cuisine paninis, $1 each. Now, these things are normally $3.50, $3.99. And I was so proud of my purchases. I showed them to you. I did. I said, Hugh, look at these things. Look, I got this whole bag of stuff, including toilet paper, bleach. Yes, I use bleach, Cheryl. And I had, for my vagina, I douche with it. And I had, so the shredded wheat. And I think I even had a half gallon of milk, all for $7. And I was so proud of this. She said, oh, my goodness. She said, you know what? You should go to the food pantry. It's right over there. I said, really? What do you have to do? She's like, you just got to go in there at 1 o'clock. He's from the Moreland. You just go in there at 1 at noon, and they'll fix you right up. All you got to do is sign up. I'm like, really? I'm going to do that. So he's fine. He gets off the bus, and he hands me $10. And, you know, he doesn't have a lot of money himself, obviously, if he goes to the food panties. And I said, Q, I can't take money. And you got to realize the bus people in the front of the bus were staring at me. And I felt so embarrassed because I'm like, oh, my God, all these people see me taking money from this person. I look like a whore, an old 60-year-old whore, but the whore nevertheless. And I'm like, no, take this back. That's ridiculous. She's like, no, I like giving you money. And then she kept, like, winking at me the entire way off the bus and when she was out of the bus and the bus was moving. It was very weird. It reminded me of that business in Ecuador where that deaf person gave me
a dolly. This ain't man.
Hola, Meryl.
Now, the other thing is, my friend Bill, who Cheryl so illegally played on the Grum earlier, he has a friend named Mike who has diabetes feet and he had a toe removed. And so as a result...
Did he keep it?
Dr. Mengele?
I don't know. But he had a toe removed, and he's a very irreverent guy. He's a real estate developer, tons of money, always pays for hookers, and he's very irreverent. He's like, I saw him when I was with Griselda. He's like, oh, I just sucked off a giraffe cock, this black guy. He's got a huge cock. I sucked it. Yeah, he's like that. So I saw him on the bus, and he was in the front of the bus where the handicapped people are, you know, and the mothball lady. And I saw, oh, my God. And he, like, pulls on my coat, like, hi, Madge. I'm like, oh, great. So I go to the back of the bus because it was full. And I'm like, okay, this person's, you know, fun, but I don't want to be on the bus with him. And I'm in the back of the bus, and I hear this screaming. And he was fighting with this Mexican woman, screaming. Like, she's calling him stupid and all this stuff. She's like, no, not used to it. And to the point where the whole bus was, like, taking sides. The end. I'm done. Sorry. I know it's boring, but it's my Grim Holder. Why are we still looking at that Pressure Jones, too?
I don't know.
Cheryl, what are you masturbating about?
Well, I was touching the edge of my clips.
Jesus.
With the razor blade.
Oh,
I love this name, That's Racist.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I hate mothball stench people. I know I know another guy, and he's like one of these fancy people, like he's a managing partner of a very fancy thus and so. Mm-hmm. And when he comes into a room, he brings this, like an entire closet of 25-year-old fur coats with him, just a fucking mothball smell. It's like, how could you not know you stink of fucking mothballs? He stinks up the god. Cheryl, what do you smell like?
Excuse me?
You heard me. Don't you?
Banana boat.
What is a grass flap?
Banana boat and cigarettes.
Matt Mollerman said, Madge, no grass flaps, please. What is that?
The flaps on the black.
Well, oh, Mollerman says, Adge. I don't know who Adge is. Adge. I prefer your face over grass flaps. What's Adge? Is that me? Mm-hmm. I'm not. Oh, God, this is disgusting. No, I'm not showing.
What?
I love. I. You know what I really like? I am going to show it because I really like the use of the font. I really like the font. Like, it's so incredibly
prettiest,
like,
pink.
Worst use of gradient award goes to this perfect in pink. Oh my God, this is great.
Pretty in pink.
Oh, this is good. Let me get it on the holder. Here we go. Let me know when it shows up. Oh, wait, I lost audio on for the Grum audience holders. All right, we're back now. Hello, oh, audience. Cheryl, right. Do you see the holder yet? You see no. Bonnie Bombshell?
Yes.
Look at that fight.
Look at that fight.
What about that? Oh, what about those fonts, Cheryl?
Oh, it's beautiful.
And the gray gradient?
What about her spots?
I don't see spots. I see lumps and a tattoo. I see lumps. I don't see spots. It looks like a potato, though, doesn't it? Like, doesn't her left thigh look like a gigantic potato? Like, if you saw that, just that huge thigh alone, without any sort of reference, wouldn't you think it was a baked potato with a tattoo? Maybe
it kind of looks like a potato that hasn't been washed yet.
A tatey?
A potato that ain't been washed.
Do you know any songs about potatoes?
No.
Not even Fafi's Morgado. So, J-Maids, can you tell us more about your job? You never
Well, talk. I can tell you that I'm losing it because they're sending it to India.
India?
What? You're losing your job?
Yeah, I'm losing my job in June, Nades. You didn't see it on Twitter and Facebook. It's put on Twitter and Facebook.
Listen,
and
but it's not about fatties.
Listen,
why would you read that?
Listen. I don't pay much attention to this mess because unless you add me, because I'm a busy woman.
What do you like?
This seems like something that you would mention in a phone call to me that we've had several of. Or
I found out yesterday, and
AIDS, James.
Well, when you called me today, you might.
I was busy.
Carol,
AIDS.
What's new with you? Guess
AIDS.
What's new with me?
Mm-hmm. Can AIDS, Jamie? What is your job? What do you do?
I do like. Okay, hospitals send their accounts to my company, and we work as their business office doing the billing and
oh, okay.
the collection, that sort of thing. I don't call patients or call insurance companies. I just do the auditing between the two systems.
You just fire black women. I know.
I don't have direct reports. But basically, they're keeping everybody except my department because my department is non – we don't –
white.
Bring in money. We just audit. So they think, oh, well, we'll just pay you a bunch of Indians $3 an hour to do it instead. So even though I don't make quite $30,000 a year, that's still too much money.
You don't even for them. Oh, God, that sucks.
So they're like, well, we have a plan for you.
And no rain.
What's the plan?
That's exactly. They haven't said what yet. So I'm assuming either it's going to put me on a lower level job or they'll just lay me off or fire me or something like that. I don't know.
Well, join the club, maid chap. Maybe you can work in the prime industry. I know Mr. Rockefeller's over there right now looking for gerb people holders.
Well, I heard they're short on whites in the dorm.
Actually, I did a shoot last Saturday. I didn't talk about that either. I had a shoot last Saturday with two whiteys. It was good.
And there was poopy, of course.
Of course there was fucking poop.
And it's easier to see, and you can't color correct that as easily on the
white. It was good because Cody Kyler was in it. He's our little white starlet. And he was in it. And I never shot him before. And he's actually good because he's, you know.
White?
Is
that what you said?
No.
Why'd you throw your voice?
What? I think that was Wanda Wisdom saying
How does she get on this call?
Well, that's the thing about the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, because they have these lynching scenes where they're wearing KKKs. And I think it's Wanda Wisdom.
Look at the picture that somebody just posted in the chat room.
All right, sir.
Hang on, where I gotta click something. Hold on.
Where's Katrina set 6?
Hold on, I can't find my chat room. My holder's gone.
Oh, Cammy's hot.
Where is this ending thing?
I love Cammy.
Well, you know what? The reason you got fired is because you're racist, Jamie's. Oof. Nope. She's hot.
First of all.
You know, I reunited with this girl. She found me on Facebook, and she was one of the first people to do a vaginal yeast poem that I wrote. She performance poem. Do you want me to recite it?
Sure.
Because she was very fat, and I made her read this and record it for me. And I made a flash movie with it, and it was something like, I like vaginal yeast. Vaginal yeast is my friend. Sometimes when I smell my vagina from above, and it smells rank, I know that it's due to vaginal yeast. Cunt, 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 cunt. Well, anyway, she found me. It's very nice. All right, okay.
And was she impressed with where you
are? She got obesity surgery. She looks great. Her name was Desiree. Her name on LiveJournal was Live and Learn.
What about you?
What about me?
Where you are these days.
What are you talking about?
In your life.
Why? I don't get it. Okay, look what I just posted. Tell me what it looks like. I just changed the pic. Tell me when it comes up.
Oh, there it is.
No, I don't see it.
It's a thaw.
What does it look like to you?
A log.
A lagoon, perhaps. Doesn't it look like a potato?
It does.
Whose name is on her leg?
Leon. I think it says Leon. It's her name.
Wait.
She might forget her name.
Why would she put it on her knee?
Well, that's why she's so fat, because she's got 10
black spots on her knee.
She's got so many names, so it fits on her leg. She had to gain a lot of weight.
She got a tumor on the top right. Bernard's
ew, dark. I can't look at soft belly Vonnie Bombshell anymore. God, you people are so gross. So listen, J-Mates, are you sure you're going to lose your job?
No, I mean, it's not going to be until June, but yeah.
That's very right around the corner.
All right. But, yeah.
Why don't you move in with Cheryl? She'll show you pictures of vaginas all day.
Well, unfortunately, her only spare room is filled with jars full of, you know, fetuses.
Come. Okay. Is that true, Cheryl?
Listen, it's not for you to judge me for what I have or don't have or don't have or. Name is Charles, but...
That makes sense.
The point is this. I received in the mail a new vacuum apparatus.
Does it have a curette?
Not only does it have a curette, but it has a wide mouth curette. As you know, I'm able to fit 2 fists into my vagina already. So this curette can suck a baby that is, past due. So, you know, it's like, eh. What is it? 10 months. It can suck that whole thing out.
Ten.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You keep them in a month longer than they need to be in?
Well, I'm just saying the size that a baby would most likely be around that time. So 1 month old.
It could
suck that entire thing out. Whole. No damage.
No, Nate. And you then can't keep it in it, that long.
Once it gets past the sucking port, it gets ground up real nice.
All right.
You could make a real nice fruit salad.
Sally?
Cheryl, not including the duty, what color are the panties you're wearing right now? Okay.
Blue.
Oh, now this is an ugly fight.
A little bit of green.
I'm not even going to show you that. Blue and green? But you're not talking about fluids. You're talking about the actual panty color.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do they have any sort of design on them, like polka
dots? Yes, got shamrocks. I got them for cheap because of the St. Patty's Panties Day. It was on sale. No one wanted them. They're lace with shamrocks, and they're blue.
Panties? Oh,
yes.
Pants? Cheryl? Oh, wait, you're gone. Hold on. I got to do the May Ableton thing. It means we've been talking too long. Hold on. I'll tell you when we're back. We're black. Well, no, we're not. Okay, now we're black.
All right.
When I force out my poop, it comes out through my panty in the shape of a shamrock.
Do you have a cookie cutter in your anus?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, look at Cammy. Water baby.
Who is Cammy this baby? Person?
16 pictures, one video.
Manny baby.
I hate when I put a star on somebody on Grindr and then they change their picture and I don't know who it is. I'm like, did we have sex Thursday?
Wow. Thursday.
I mean, everything.
Why would you write down these kind of things?
Okay, details, please.
What are you talking about?
Do you need to write down a list?
I was making like a Thursday
reference. That you have sex with, because when you do get the AIDS, you will need to notify the list of people that you have the AIDS.
Well, the problem is that would involve asking their name, and I really don't have time for that.
Well, at least you could find their Grindr profile name.
Well, I do have that. I actually keep those.
Keep a list.
I do. I have it, and they're all in the same group on my phone under Grindr.
This is a great idea. Lady Gaga should sponsor a companion app to Grindr.
Called
that will
AIDS
automatically
group?
Notify people you've hooked up with on Grindr that you have AIDS.
You know what? That is a real good idea, actually, and I'm serious, and I think it'll happen, because you know how they have those anonymous postcards?
Mm-hmm.
For when you give somebody AIDS, you can just give them a postcard, and that way you don't have to tell them, and they don't have to know who you are. That's a great idea for an app. Nick Stark, are you listening? You could do this. AIDS app. What would you call it, though, Gerald? AIDS quap?
AIDS, sir. It'll be very
No, just call it AIDS, A-I-D-S. A-I-D-Z.
R.
It has to have an R, that's true.
A-I-D-S, apostrophe R.
No, it's not. Yeah, well, then I guess it is prevalent in the, well.
S-T-D-R.
Who was I talking to that they were telling me something?
Fired.
They got somebody had told me they got fucked by a black person who wasn't wearing a condom, and he like was supposed to be wearing a condom, and he fucked my friend, but then he saw afterwards that the condom was on the bed, like in its wrapper.
What?
Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, did you get pep?" He's like, "No, but it's been 5 weeks, and I still am testing negative." I'm like,
"Epic fail."
I said, "Listen, next time you call the doctor,
and you don't have sex with blacks."
Cheryl, stop that.
That was for Mrs. Miller.
Mrs. Miller is not around. And I don't appreciate your parting words to her mouth. She would never say something like that.
Right.
Right.
J-Mates, are you over your Lady Gaga fetish yet? Because it's ridiculous. There are gay bars that are having parties for her birthday now.
What, 10-minute commercial?
Her 10-minute commercial with her very poor acting.
What 10-minute commercial?
Her latest video is 10 minutes long, and there's a lot of like sponsors in it that are very obvious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it because everybody was blooping about it. So
Miracle Whip and all kinds of things.
White Wanda was saying, oh, let's do a... She and Adam Bedher-Michael are going to make a parody of it, she said, with Aunt Carol.
That'll happen after the fan submission.
That was one of my favorite projects she came up with.
What?
You tell her, James Ace.
You know it better than I do, Anne.
You know what it is.
Don't go there.
Sorry. Do it, J-Mates.
Oh, Cheryl sent me a link to Wanda Wisdom's website, and evidently her fans were supposed to send in videos of them dancing to random mini disco dance party, and they would compile the video together and release it. Well, that was like about a year ago.
And did anybody send their dancing in besides John Ogg?
No.
Oh.
Well, who knows? But well, except for Cheryl. The point was that the listeners were supposed to do all of the work, and then someone would just put it together, and then it never happened, even though someone would do all the work.
But Cheryl, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, it was an idea, and it turned out to be a bad idea. Can be good ideas. Just like...
Didn't she have a book club, too, and then a movie club?
Well, no, you're thinking of Pear Fatty now.
No. One turn had a book club and a movie club.
That book club only lasted maybe a month.
When she figured out nobody could read, and then she had to have a movie club. Oh, none of my white gals can read.
White ladies.
Hey, white gals.
Hey there, hi there, hello there, white ladies.
Whoa.
I can't believe this person didn't respond to my tape dispenser.
But back to your original question. Actually, I've been cycling Nico and Chicks on Speed this week, so.
Chicks on Speed? That's like 1,000 years ago.
Well, they have a new album in.
Oh, do they? Is that any good?
What about the Sex of Black's Name?
Oh, I like that too, man. I just hadn't had a lot of time to listen to it.
Oh, I should promote my friend Seven from Berlin. He's doing a live Grum tomorrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time from Berlin. What's the website? It's something really hard to spell.
Kind of a complete whore.
He's not a whore.
He's not. Oh, well, you're not either, so...
Right, with a V. Right.
Hi, ladies.
All my friends are in Miami at this event, and I'm really getting tired of looking at their fucking pictures on Facebook. I had to block them temporarily.
They have lots of gratitude.
You got it. It's like Wanda Wisdom. Oh, look.
South by Southwest?
Yeah, basically.
SXSW. What is that shit over?
Douche by douchebags.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, an old friend commented on my Grum holder. Are they humping?
Mm-hmm.
Madge, darling, you should see the fresh tulips on my counter. Spring in Seattle. Wow, is it spring in Seattle? They have tulips all the way there? What am I looking for? Tell me, please.
You know,
I said it.
Oh, yes, let's go to the white party. Get the AIDS.
Spread
the
ashes.
Listen, I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm on Facebook and there was something.
I just want to prowl out to Lady Kaka.
Wanda Wisdom is now friends with Nita Shaw. You know what? I'm going to friend all of her friends, even though I don't know who they are. Because I want to be as psycho as Auntie Vera. Oh, look, it's a lesbian. Nita Shaw, you're my friend too. Oh my God, they're going to hate me. Who is this bloated lesbian? Wanda Wisdom is now friends with Seth Piebass and 18 other people. What is she doing? Is she going friend crazy?
Tall hair.
Listen,
I bet she got one of those apps that like automatically friends
people. Probably, but she also needs to promote the program. She's now at a sponsor. She's got to promote.
Who's her sponsor? I want a sponsor.
Some coffee shop. Listen.
Cool. Coffee?
I have a sponsor, too. Procter Gamble. Bram.
Blender, blender.
I gotta sell these fucking Mevio shares. I got so many bidders.
That'll happen.
Let's see. All right. Grumholder, 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 oops. Grumholder, Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, Grumholder, oops.
In a year's time, can you believe it's almost March 2007-10?
Grumholder, oops. Grumholder, oops.
When I boarded my first airplane down to Miami. Blah, blah, blah. Living in Chicago, signed exclusive model for PlayerOne. Taking photography class to become a professional photographer. Been on a cover of over 5 DVDs. Have my own DVD and working on my second. Won Best Actor of the U.S. back in October in Berlin, Germany. And have traveled to over 130,000 miles in less than 1 year. Whoa. It is working out. Blah, blah, blah. I hit that gymnasium hard. Even though I dispersed working out, despised working out, I made myself go and was determined to transform myself from a skinny twink to a muscle stud. And I gotta say, I'm halfway there. Motivation, motivation. Week 6, gaining in at 155. I've gained 5 pounds of muscle.
Right.
Get at ya, boy, Cody Coyler. Cody.com Cody Coyler. Slash Cody Coyler. MySpace.com/XCRunner2009. Me and my baby boy. Okay.
Alright.
Me and one of my sisters. Me and Jason Pitt. After winning the award with AIDS on my face.
Cheryl.
And again, me and DJ Chi-Chi and Baby Boy. I think that's one of the models, Baby B-O-Y-Y-Y. Mm-hmm. RF Gangsta.
Reed.
Excuse me?
Reed.
Do I need to read this thing that I was just sent, or is that not for the Grum?
I'm not saying I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just speaking, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not there.
Press release?
Press release, the thing?
I guess you shouldn't.
Okay, good.
Cheryl, what about this, though? You should read this website a little, if you like it. I mean, you don't have to. Just thought it was cute.
Rockefellers are back, and better than ever. The moment that you all have been waiting for is finally here. I had new scenes, and I even brought back some of the old ones, just for kicks.
And lips.
Okay. Big dick gangsters fucking.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Excuse me?
Well, you just stopped for talking.
Have J-Mates read it. My throat hurts now.
Where is it?
If you talked like a human being, you wouldn't be able to... You'd be able to talk. Here, I'll play the trailer. Oh, no, I can't play the trailer. I'll get kicked off. I forgot. Will I? Should I play it? No. Should I? I could always just get a new account again, right?
Yeah.
Or switch to Stick Cam. Strip Club DJ said I should switch to Stick Cam because he can watch it on his iPhone.
Who cares?
No, I can't play this. I'll get so buzzed. I don't want to deal with that again. Let's see. Calendar. There's Diego.
My son gives good readings.
I done me burping up pickle. And you're lucky. And it burns. It burns.
That's not really safe for kids. But abortions are fine.
Microwave a cookie, Mueller man. That's a good point, but, you know.
What man? Ooh, new. Guess what? The trailer for Miami. They just released it on the website. If you go to CocoStore.com. Because that movie is really good. That's the one I was talking about. That one is actually really a good
one.
It's Latin and they have huge penises.
Miami Uncut?
Yeah, watch the trailer. Audience, here, I'll give you the link and you can all watch it together. I can't play it on the stream because I don't feel like dealing with this fucking bullshit. I don't want to get murdered on... Here, hold on. Let me play the link. We'll watch it together. Now, well, this is much better than that potato lady. What was her name? Shaquitles?
Nikita.
Shug Avery. She was ugly. What?
Nikita Precious Jones.
Excuse me? What?
White ladies.
Non-white ladies. Back of the bus. You can't drink in that water fountain.
Baby Star, King Dingo. John Carlos, Lanier, Baby Star, Ice King, J. Lax, Triple X, Speedy J, Mr. Sake, Sake, whatever, Ice King, Wild Boy, Rico Furtado.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm playing the trailer now. And the song is, the music's nice too. Hold on. Suck the dick.
read the titles.
I can't see it.
What do you mean you can't see it? I'm not begging. You have to play it. It's fucking hard.
Too bad.
Are you not clicking it?
No.
Why not?
Damn. I'm busy. Playing with my phone.
Are you watching mainstream? These boys
know how to work a cock with their warm mouths and hot, tight asses. I wrote this copy. It's copy. Now let's wait for the next one. Send some ass and some penis. Ass eating, stick sucking. More ass eating, more ass eating. Fucking Baby Star, blah. Okay. Get that shit, Emmings. Fuck. Get it. Watch sexy, cute bottom boys getting their asses pounded. Okay. Oof.
Sour pickle.
Baby Star are getting pork.
Florida.
Fucking and sucking.
Fuck that ass.
Fuck that ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah, fuck. Poppies like to fuck deep and hard, and these boys love every inch of it.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Salke getting jizzed on. Okay. That was pretty good, I think. I'm proud of my work, Nade. Hello?
My name's Brianna B.O.R.I.O.N.E. Rockefeller.
I saw Brianna last week. I didn't even tell you about the plaque party. Why don't you remind me of these things? I went to ladies, white ladies.
White ladies.
You know, we had a release party for that good dick Colin Tyson. Well, you might remember when I was working on that one. We had a release party, so they brought all these models up from Miami, well, from Atlanta.
Carlos Santana, now you're using her music.
It's not Carlos Santana. It sounds like it, but it's totally legal. Now somebody else said
right.
That. It's not. It's just a Santana ripoff.
Did the hired lawyer look at that? You hired a full-time lawyer.
And that's the one who stepped in Trotsky's shit.
What?
It's true.
They're very aggressive going after people. There was a press release, I believe.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, the thing is just this.
Hi. All right.
What was the thing?
Don't know.
Oh, yeah, so I was at this party. Oh, my God, it was such a goddamn mess. So, Brune was there. Of course, Tyson. Deka was there. That's spelled D-E-K-A.
Manny Baby?
No, Manny Baby wasn't there. AIDS Baby was. Crack Baby was too. No, just kidding. Man. Who else was there? Oh, what's his name? The one with the muscles. Well, anyway, whatever. They were all stinking drunk. Dee Dee was there buying drinks for everyone. I'm like, I don't drink. I was the only one not drinking, and I was the only white person there except for Dee Dee. And it was a fucking mess. And there were trannies on dance boxes, and I was like, this is a mess. And they had their giveaway, and I left. I guess there's not really much to tell, but I did play some, I did tweet some music, though. And every song was like, nigga, nigga, nigga this, nigga that, and the other, nigga this, nigga fucking nigga, nigga, nigga fucking nigga, nigga.
Was it dark?
I felt, excuse me? What do you mean?
Was it dark in there?
Of course it was. What do you think?
Were there any quiet people?
There were, it was, are you listening to me or not?
She just said this.
Okay.
She's on drugs. The great thing was it was on St. Patrick's Day. Well, St. Patrick's Day weekend. And not a single person was dressed in green. I guess blacks don't observe St. Patrick's Day, which I think is wonderful. Because I think that's one of the dumbest holidays when all these people wear green. It's so fucking stupid.
The gingers. Oh, the gingers are the worst.
You know, Carrot Top just looks like a giant ginger penis. I hate her.
Oh.
She is ugly. But my titles are really good on this one. I was really proud of my After Effects work on this. Because if you look where it says Miami, that's actual water moving there. And on the DVD menu, the background is my parents' backyard. Because I couldn't, they wouldn't pay for stock footage, so I had to find my own from home movies. $30 is a lot of money. Uh-oh.
So is.
I just got an email from somebody whose voicemail you played earlier. What's going on? Uh-oh, am I in trouble? Dear Madge, Chris. Oh, Chris is going to be there. Chris, our bunny friend. Lee, Troy, and Tim. The nice thing about Bill is he always invites trolls like me, and then he invites cute people to look at.
And they only go because they want money.
Just to confirm that I expect all five of you here for dinner tomorrow, Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. If anyone is driving, he can park inexpensively at 100 East Bellevue. Otherwise, you have your choice.
Why are you giving the address?
Because that's the parking address. It's not his address, you dumb cunt. Otherwise, you have your choice of buses 22, 36. Oh, I'm going to take the 36. That shit is rocking. And then the next day, I got to go to Chinatown for my niece's birthday because she wants to go to Chinatown with those little girls. I got to go to Chinatown with little girls. Little girls. Little girl.
Little girls.
Did you get a flu shot, Amy?
A what? Fleet shot? No.
Somebody said that last week, too. Did you fleet? I almost died. I thought of you instantly.
Fleet shot. Did What's fleet? A fleet shot?
Did you fleet? Did you fleet? Did you fleet? Fleet it out.
Listen, then you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You know, and then you're like,
nut.
No.
Give me another nut. Give me another nut. Give me another nut.
All right.
Give me another nut. Give me another
Get
nut.
It. Get it.
That's totally what it was, though. Give me another nut. I need to find that fucking video, but I'm too lazy.
He cum farted.
Yeah, farting. I got. You know who I should have sent it to is Reagan, because he loves those cum farts.
No, it's Timmy.
Well, yeah, that too. I'll send it to Tim, too. But, you know, he likes the audio, because he'll use it. I just want to make sure he knows not to use the fight aids. I think we need to check for donations. Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Margaret? Oh, my God. Somebody says, OMFG, Remember Me is the movie I would recommend. Oh, no. Okay. I don't know. No, I misread them. I thought they were saying 3D Alice was good. I thought it was boring. All right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Cheryl, have you seen Do the Right Thing before?
Okay. We have 5 minutes. For somebody to donate enough money to make it worthwhile to continue.
Have I? What? Which
means that I need to be able to pay I need $300 in 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Cheryl, there's a movie. It's called Do the Right Thing. Have you seen it?
Duty
the Right Thing. No, and it's the right thing, abortion.
Duty the Right Thing, it's called. duty.
Nine viewers.
Excuse me?
So, in this movie, Duty the Right Thing, there is this retard.
Oh.
It's a Spike Lee movie, so, you know, it's a whole bunch of
playhawks.
So they have this white retard that walks around, and he tries to sell the blacks pictures of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and goes, $2! I thought you'd enjoy it. You should watch it on
the net. $2 retard?
No, $2 for the picture of Martin Luther King.
That reminds me, though, I'm going to put Cheryl in as a permanent moderator now while I'm thinking of it.
Wow, it's about time, Mary.
Well, now I can log into Ustream without it making all that fucking noise now that I have this Flash business.
Uh-huh.
Click to Flash. Mm-hmm. And I can go to Mevio and I won't have to get tortured with P&G ads.
Why would you want to go there?
Because I still have a lot of old Grum holders there. I'm going to... Yeah. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Plus, I own stock in the company. I have 100,000 shares, Nades. Rava Mevio. Want to buy my... I mean, it's worth a lot. It's moving.
It's worth probably less than a piece of paper.
Yeah. Listen, Annie.
Because the paper already has something printed on it, so it's not like you can use it. So what's the point of even...
smoke a doobie with it?
Are you...
Roll a doobie. Roll a doobades.
True.
What am I looking for? Oh, yeah. Profoil. My details. Where the fuck is it? My settings. Do not require... Okay, open ID, my details. Will somebody talk? Christ on a wheel.
We'll make it talk.
I'm just sending you in an email, and I just sent you the Chicks on Speed album that just came out.
Thanks. Oh, thank you. I just got it on my phone holder. All right, where do you set the thing for the thing with the thing? Your shows, maybe that's where it is. My grams. Let's see. Name of your show, Yeast Radio Live with Madge and Gerald, who's a whore. I should take your name off it because you're a whore. Let's see. Design. Off-air clips with clips. Media stream settings. Your show's hashtag. Oh, we got a hashtag? What should it be? I didn't know that.
Pussy Fort 19.
Oh, come on. GLBT. No, that's really
J-Mates, what did you send, mates?
That's the album. What
would a hashtag be? Disgusting. No.
Leaps. It's like that, no. That group that you like, but not gay.
Fag, not faggy.
Seriously, what's not a tag? Somebody tell me a tag in the audience that would be good to tag our show with. Only one tag for, like, hashtags for Twitter.
Oh.
Moon.
Vaginal mass.
Precious.
No.
Yes. How about
periods?
No. This is my nickname for my friend Bradley. I call him Niggerine.
No.
No.
I won't. Okay.
No. Too soon.
Okay.
God, you people are idiots. I'm gonna put periods. Unless I hear something better.
Cheryl.
I'm so glad you're pleased with yourself.
Cheryl, are you cracking up?
What the fuck is your problem? Of course she is. She's fucking on drugs like crazy. She's on drugs. Display chat. Oh, here we are. Persistent chat moderators. Okay, what's your name, Grumholder? Cheryl Murkowski's. Cheryl Murkowski. Cheryl Murkowski. AIDS. Oh, yeah, there you are.
Pay on May.
AIDS whore. Okay, now, there's X-Dope, too. I should make him a moderator, even though I have no idea who he is, just because he makes such good videos of you.
Mm-hmm.
And audio songs, too. All right, okay. Drone Cut, that's racist. Okay, what other settings do I have here? Did we get money yet? Twitter, social stream settings. I don't understand that. Bloated lesbian, I guess. That's my name. Wear it out, whore. I don't even know what that means. Display, require a password, no. Co-host preferences. Can you co-host using Ustream Producer? Is anybody listening to me?
Man, listen.
Who hurts?
The hashtag needs to be, and I quote, Nyogorin,
Cheryl, stop it.
As I call my friend Bradley, because I think that it really describes the content of the Grom. And... take off your mask, Nyaga. Take off your mask.
Uh-huh.
Now...
I'm going to change it so it displays my viewer count, because people think
now,
I have less viewers because...
Now, man, what did you choose for the hashtag?
I told you, periods.
Periods.
Oh, all periods, girls have periods. Jill, that's a good one.
Right.
11 viewers.
Share your show. No, I don't have 11 viewers. That's just the viewers that are in the chat room. I have 25 viewers right now. Okay. Danny.
Hey, what'd you call me?
Shut up. Get fucked. It's my Grom holder. Listen. Okay, tweet out the show. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I could make my own custom tweet. Cheryl Girdle. Thanks for talking so much, Cheryl. Do you have any stories about your goddamn prolips, your banana sling, any of that shit?
Just listen.
How's your banana sling, whore?
Banana sling? You mean bladder sling?
Yeah.
Now, there's a story that somebody posted in the chat room a little while ago called White Boys Beat Down.
What is that?
Hammock? Are you talking about my bladder hammock?
No.
Should we ask, what else would we want to talk about but your bladder hammock?
Well, if you know, I... I'm usually willing to create stories with keywords when I am in the state that I am in, as
Why
you know.
Why is this Grom holder set to repeat every Sunday? It's not a Sunday Grom.
Now, man, make sure that this is recording the video.
Hang on, let me see.
Because last time it didn't record the video when
it's
you were falling
the video,
out.
But I can stop it and start it again so it has two
good
sections.
Good.
Okay, hold on. Let me mark the first one. This is 1008... Part one, Grom sucks. Fuck. What was that Chan girl name? The one that blocked me?
Niggering.
No. No ban. Tags, China.
Nades lotion.
Lotion.
Panty pooping.
P&P, party and pooping.
Are you into P&P? No, not party and play. Party and pooping. Panty and pooping.
Panty and poop. Poop and panty, really.
Panty and poop.
I think we have a new thing there.
I think it's real good.
Okay, hold on. Now I'm starting another one. Okay, get her done.
What?
Go. Skyline
I just gave you some keywords.
N-word. No.
Penny chaser, gold stealing, Jew dyke, deaf Mexicans, half and half pan.
Let me help you. Press release. Abortion. Gangstas. Farting through cum farts. Special K. Puking while sucking dick. What about puking while sucking on a banana sling? While stuck eating out your pussy. I know. Did somebody somebody eat you out while you had your bits and your mesh sling on and your bits and pieces started to come out. Then they barfed.
Excuse me?
They were eating you out. They were eating you out. They eating you out, and then they get some mesh, some little pieces of mesh in their teeth, because from your vaginal, transvaginal mesh, and then they puked.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You do too.
With you cracking.
You do too.
No, I know, man.
Okay, you had your transvaginal mesh.
Okay.
And then your girlfriend was eating your pussy. And you had your banana sling too and all that, but you were wearing your transvaginal mesh.
Hey, excuse me.
But the... But, are you going to listen to me or no?
Some legendary potato salad. Some legendary
Cheryl,
potato salad.
So you're... Cheryl.
Goodbye.
So they were eating your pussy, but the problem is you had your transvaginal mesh. In and the bits and pieces of the transvaginal mesh, which is made of a metal, it's like a screen for that keeps bugs out of your windies. and started to go out into the girlfriend's teeth.
You know that one time okay. I was trying to finger myself after I had that surgery, and by accident, my finger scraped against the match, and it was kind of like a cheese grater. Right. My finger was, it was all to nubs. I got down to the bone because I'd been fingering myself real hard.
Mm-hmm. Was it bloody?
Oh, a little bit. I made a salad with the little pieces, though. Delicious. Now, I would like to tell you a story, but I need some topics. I have one topic so far.
Transvaginal mesh?
No, that was last week.
Gressel just posted some in the chat.
Excuse me?
Gressa just posted some keywords in the chat.
Gressa? Who's the Gressa?
Gressa.
Latex door.
I just put a picture. Oh, I'm changing my profile picture. Oh, look at my profile picture on Ustream now. Can you see it?
No.
Why not? It's...
I think you have to refresh and I don't feel like
girdle done.
And.
Okay, that's a good topic, yeah. Andy moved to Idaho, yeah.
Cheryl, did your screen ever get fixed, that problem you were having on your computer?
No, it didn't happen again yet.
It will.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You're very sweet.
Welkies. Short for your welcome, maid.
Oh, you're so nice to me.
Oh, can we stop?
Kind of traveling to molest your parents when they're children, what?
What?
That's a good idea for a movie.
Wait a second, what?
Time traveling to molest your parents when they were children.
That's retarded. I love it.
Do you know that Andy's taking a bus to Idaho? 3 days, Nate, so that's fat. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Two seats?
No.
Just one?
Fired. I'm going... Okay, I might have topics now. Potato?
How come we're not on the recommended shows? I hate Ustream. We're switching. I've been doing this shit forever, and all I get is banned.
Okay. Are you ready for one of my stories?
Yes.
You sure? It's going to be intense.
Yeah, but all I'm right. Trying to find my profile picture. Go ahead.
Okay. Well. you can't start out by yawning.
Oh.
Just don't work. Okay?
All right, let me just finish what I'm doing then. I can have your full attention.
How heavy is that?
Very. I really just want, like,
hello?
A quick time streaming. I don't want all this fucking flash shit everywhere. It's offensive. All right. Now, before you continue babbling, I need...
Hurry up. I gotta go to sleep soon,
right,
Mary.
But I need to make a couple of announcements. First of all, my birthday is March 30th. I need lots of money. Secondly, and you can go to yeastradio.com to prolapse. Secondly, my phone line is +1 firm uterus. Leave messages... Item number 3 is Cheryl's Ugly. Item number 4 is my DVD is shipping next week. Well, probably.
Right.
It's shipping by the by the 31st. Cause it's
okay.
I'm like Apple. I have to wait till the end of the deadline. You can pre-release it because as soon as it's shipping, it goes up by a little bit of money, maybe $5. Right. Buy my Grum holder. And Cheryl's Ugly, there were some other things.
Okay.
Right.
You're done.
Get her down.
Oh, and number 5.
Oh, yes. Add me. Rate the show on fucking iTunes. You go to iTunes, you search for Yeast Radio, and you give us 20 stars. Girdle.
Okay. Show.
Right.
2 years ago,
uh-huh.
I met this wonderful woman who was about 60 years old. She had a lot of chin hair.
Okay.
She was very tan. And
I think she was homeless, but I'm not quite sure. She sort of smelled like a homeless woman.
Did she smell like mothballs?
No, more like urine and feces.
Okay.
So and stink like hair. Cool. So, yeah. Her coat was originally white, but no longer. It was more of a brown, opaque kind of color. I met her initially at the Walgreens. She was buying, you know how they got the refrigerator section with some food?
Yeah, I like that part. That's where I got my $1 Lean Cuisines.
She was buying some potato salad there.
Right.
Now, if it was me, this would not be my first place to buy a product with mayonnaise in it. However, she's homeless. So, she purchased this potato salad, and we were having a little chat about Depends, because she had also bought a package of Depends. We were standing in front of the... Hello?
I'm here. I was squeezing my chair.
We were standing in front of the packages of Depends, discussing the different amounts of liquid and salad that each could fit.
Yeah.
Now, we decided on the same package, we had a bond, and decided to go out for a smoke together by the bus stop. I had also purchased 14 packages of latex gloves. I'm not going to go into why I purchased these gloves, but let's just say I like to fill them with feces and fish.
And
finger
fish?
Myself. With the frozen gloves. Sorry. I just got a visual of myself.
All right, so you shin in the gloves, you freeze the gloves,
filling
and then
the latex gloves extra large.
Right.
With liquid duty.
LD.
Tying the end and putting it in the freezer, taking it out a few hours later. Plunging it into my ass cunt, one finger at a time, and then the whole fist. Then, using my teeth to cut a hole in one of the fingies so that it could spill into my ass cunt as it started to melt inside of my woman area.
Right. Downstairs.
Now, so, you know, I'm standing at the... Sitting at the bus stop with this old woman with the chin hairs, and by accident I brushed her chin, and it kind of made me hoarse.
Did it tickle?
Oh, God, when I brushed it with my hand, I thought, I wonder how that would feel on my downstairs clamps.
You wanted that.
So we both ended up getting on the number 25 bus. Ooh. Lots of blacks. And we were sitting in the back, and she started to eat her potato salad. And I said, "Ooh, Nate, that is stinky."
Mm-hmm.
And so immediately she started to have a reaction where she needed to use the toilet. It was kind of going right through her, but she kept eating. All of a sudden, she let go of her bowels and the BPH. And it was all over the blue seats, no longer blue. I was so turned on, honey. Oof. God. But, you know, I brought her back to my place because I saw that felt bad, but I really wanted to keep her underwear and panty. So, the point is this. well... She said that she had a fetish.
For what?
Well.
Penis.
Gold seals.
I think it might be emotional for you. So I want to be careful here.
All right.
Now, I wanted to win her favor. Because, as you know, I wanted her chin hair. to grace my clients.
Sure.
Right.
So, she said that in order for that to happen, I needed to do something special for her for a week. I asked her what it was. She said, "Cheryl, I need you to wear a hook for a week and pretend that you were missing your arm." And so I agreed.
for 1 week, I wore a hook in the place of my right hand. This is also the hand I pleasure myself with.
Sure.
I decided to first, when I was pleasuring myself with this new hook attachment, looked a lot like what you'd use on a mixer, the right. dough hook.
Yeah, the Sunbeam. No, the KitchenAid, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
KitchenAid dough hook.
Right. I understand. You understand.
I tried to use a condom, and it broke through the condom and pierced my vaginal wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah, that happens.
Sometimes. At one point, I didn't realize I had my hook on.
Yeah.
And I was going to, I think I had something in my teeth. I needed some corn. As you know, Gerald likes her corn.
Yeah.
And I smashed my teeth out. I lost all of my teeth nades. It was a very forceful movement that I had made.
Sure.
At this point, I'm standing there, toothless, with a hook on my hand covered in vaginal blood and feces. Also, I had earlier purchased 2 pints of potato salad from the Walgreens, along with a tuna fish sandwich.
Okay.
I had put the tuna fish sandwich into the oven.
Right.
To, you know, warm it up.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, I had just knocked all my teeth out. I didn't realize the oven was still on.
Yeah.
The sandwich was burning. But I took it out, and I ate this burnt tuna sandwich.
Without
and
teeth.
And then I ate the potato salad. And then I washed my hook off, and I looked for that old woman with her chin hairs.
Right.
Because I wanted to eat her out without any teeth and give her a gummer of her life. Huh. Well, all
right.
She wasn't anywhere to be seen, but I knew I had to get to the airport port.
Hmm. Why did you get to the airport?
I had to go visit. It's a long story. The point is just this. TSA, and this was, you know, not too far after 9/11, never forget. And,
right.
And for the record, that's spelled NVRFRGT.
And 9/11 is spelled NINA space LEVIN.
Uh-huh. They searched me at the airport. They didn't believe that I didn't have anything hiding inside of me.
They put you in one of them scanners?
Oh, no, they didn't have those yet. Oh. They did a nude, full-body search.
Yes.
It was ridiculous. They goatsied me. I'm not even joking. They full goatsied me. They made me goatsy, and then another TSA agent came over and did a double goatsy.
Double goatsy.
Wait, a double goatsy? That you need two people.
So
for
you
that.
Spread it yourself in your cheeks, and then up and down she spread my cheeks.
Oh, okay, I get it.
So it was like one massive hole. And I said, I said, listen. The back end don't work no more. You want the front. If you want a goatsy, the front.
Did she sing the song? The prayer?
Goatsy Lechem, I did. Mm. So they went to the front. They goatsied the front.
Okay.
And you know what they found?
Pussy hairs? Chin hairs?
A boardy?
Something well, all ugly. Of the above, but more importantly...
Transvaginal mesh?
3
banana slings.
Well, after they took off the slings and the mesh, they found 3 latex gloves filled to the rim with duty that fell out plop onto the floor.
Oh, not onto the
completely
floor.
Completely full.
Ugh.
I don't know what happened. I don't remember putting those
Were they sealed? Like, were they closed?
Mm-hmm. They were knotted. Okay. Double knot, Nate. Double knot.
So
knot.
It's not like the turds, the sherds didn't shoot out.
Well, they were a little surprised. And I was kind of pissed off because I was going to miss my flight. Right. So I took... There were two TSA agents. I hit both of them in the face with a duty warder. I opened them with my nails because they're very sharp. Chris Sharp. And I sprayed them with duty warder. I took the other latex glove and shoved it back up in my cunt along with the condom full of drugs. And I got the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And I had my trip. Ain't no thing but a chicken wang, Nate.
I know that. I hear it.
The moral of the story is just this.
Okay.
Please go to Walgreens, buy latex gloves, fill them with liquid duty, pleasure yourself with said gloves, keep a few handy inside of your pant for when you're at the airport and need to get out of concentrated screening. Thank you. This has been Cheryl Murkowski, and this informative story is sponsored by Playoffs. No, it's sponsored by the movie Prune Brothers. Prune Brothers, an amazing new film featuring an old woman who's constipated. Hello?
No, I'm putting you on echo. I have to play something in a second.
You should play the Prune Brothers.
Okay, here.
You got the...
Bitch, I told you to make sure this bathroom be clean. He grabbed the thin boy by his long blonde hair and pushed his face in the toilet. Now get this shit clean unless you want a real whoopin'. Jock Aries was a thug by day and a would-be rapper by night. He rapped with a DJ at a club while the crowd danced, and he got paid a lot more than his talent would command because of his reputation and swagger. Things had changed a lot after the rapper Loquacious stunned America with his 2009 video. The sight of the hyper-masculine rapper being carried in on a sedan chair by four white frat boys, and attended to by them in the video and in concerts, was a new wrinkle. No one questioned that Loquacious had a different lady every night, but when he seemed to hint that at least one of the white boys in the... These white boys weren't real faggots. The thugs could see a real cocksucker a mile away. They didn't get off on that shit. They wanted a white boy who hated the idea of being humiliated by any dude, let alone a nigger.
Alright.
Nigger prone. More so than to the prune brother.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The prune brother.
Here's
shit's so bad.
This is apropos.
Fucking cool show tonight, Jack. See you tomorrow.
Listen, man.
I think we should call
I'm exhausted
tonight.
And it's time for bed.
I agree.
Okay.
I definitely
agree. Off the hook.
What you supposed to be anyway? Some white faggot? Hanging around my bove all night, making puppy dog eyes at me like you wanna suck my Johnson?
Do you remember when the time when I had to wear a hook for a week?
When you didn't have teeth?
Mm-hmm, when I had those latex gloves filled with churns that's inside of me. Oh, I wish you could see the picture.
Is that called space... safe space docking?
No. It's called gloving. Glove-loving.
Right.
Right. Listen.
Right. Man,
time to end.
Time to end?
Your third Reich Heisen sponsor needs to end.
All right. Third I'm done.
I think it's then that's a good time.
All right.
Don't forget Prezi's next week. Bye.
Okay, right, bye.
slender hips. You got a way you walk in those pouty lips. You know you shouldn't put those high heels on, but they make you feel like a glamazon. A glamazon straight out of Babylon. Wow!